to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Celia Farber points out how the mass media tradition of obsessing over the deaths of celebrities has been absent since 2021 as a clear tactic to deflect mass death by COVID shots. And the death of Anne Heche marks a return to this mainstream media tradition. And the whole story is very strange. Just before the crash, Heche visited the Glass Hair Design Salon in Venice and purchased a red wig, where she posed for a picture with the salon's owner, who did not notice her to be impaired in any way. Minutes later, Heche crashed into an apartment complex, where residents tried helping her out of the vehicle before the car was put in reverse and sped off. Videos then show her car recklessly speeding down a residential street and nearly hitting a pedestrian. She then hits a car before finally crashing the Mini Cooper into a house, where it bursts into flames. But this is where the story gets really strange. While being carried to the ambulance, we see that her legs are secured, and she is covered in what looks like a cloth body bag. We are told that she couldn't breathe, and yet they covered her face. And the reason these details were noticed is because we see her become fully conscious while frantically trying to escape the body bag and leg straps. Nothing was reported about this, and Heche's former boyfriend said that Anne was stable and expected to pull through. But then we are told she is in a coma. And then we are told that while her heart is still beating, she's legally dead, according to California law. But she will be kept on life support for possible organ donation. And then, right in the middle of the ancient three-day festival to honor the goddess Diana, known as Nemoralia, they pull the plug on Anne Heche and let her die. This is quite similar to what happened in Paris 25 years ago on the satanic inverted Nemoralia, August 31st, when Princess Diana was looked after as she bled to death in a tunnel dedicated to the goddess Diana. Many believe that Princess Diana was about to expose the royal family, and Anne Heche, who recently starred in a movie exposing chemtrails, was currently promoting her most recent film that was exposing the horrors of child sex trafficking. Child sex trafficking, along with all human trafficking, is the biggest business in the world. The slavery business is at an all-time high, and the thugs who run it are known for their satanic rituals. Ritual murders have always been, at a base level, a form of crowd control. The Anne Heche story has caused many to look back into the mysterious death of Michael Hastings. Journalist Michael Hastings had just published a story for Rolling Stone that resulted in the resignation of commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, and was working on a story of CIA director John Brennan. The day before he died, Hastings emailed friends to warn them that the feds were interviewing his close friends and associates, and told them he was onto a big story and needed to go off the radar for a bit. Early the next morning, Hastings' silver Mercedes hit a palm tree and exploded, somehow launching the engine block 60 yards away from the car. Former counterterrorism czar Richard Clark told the Huffington Post that Hastings' crash was consistent with a car cyber attack, and that intelligence agencies for major powers are able to remotely seize control of a person's vehicle. He added that if there was a cyber attack on Hastings' car, whoever did it would probably get away with it. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Very important report now live at band.video and InfoWars.com. It's Wednesday, August 17th. Main transmission kicks off in T-minus 60 seconds. The cavalry for your immune system. The cavalry for your health. and the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived, a 360 win. Almost sold out for a year, DNA Force Plus, with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Du hast mich.
There's no turning back now. We've chosen which side we're on. Team Freedom or Team Demon. We are now inside the operational phase of global cultural and economic societal collapse and the mass forced depopulation that has already begun, according to all major insurance actuaries. Record deaths in every Western country that has taken the experimental injections. Incredible time to be alive. Look, we've got massive political news here in the U.S. with the primaries last night in Wyoming and in Alaska and other areas. We have huge military news, huge economic news, huge Mar-a-Lago raid news, where the FBI just 3 days ago said, Trump's lying, we don't have his passports. And of course they did. This is all important. This is all big. But when I'm looking at all these stories and the guests we have today, for me, two things are the biggest. The new COVID lockdowns and new viruses they are telling us are about to arrive. Round two of the hell we've just seen the last 2.5 years. And the fact that the system censored and suppressed the truth and is now fully discredited but is coming back again for more. And that we must form more opposition against it ahead of that. Not just sit here flat-footed. And then Senate reports, DHS reports, journalistic reports confirming millions and millions and millions of people walking right across mainly the Texas border now, not just Arizona. Arizona used to be the worst. Now it's Texas by far. And massive human smuggling run by the Biden administration through NGOs, non-governmental organizations, with on camera thousands of children at bus stops and airports a day. We filmed it. Others have filmed it. Savannah Hernandez just came back from the border. She filmed it and talked to DHS whistleblowers. Children as young as 6 months old with no paperwork, not with their parents, being given to other people with no paperwork. Actual child kidnapping and trafficking on an industrial scale. I mean, there are more people coming across the border with undocumented kids that disappear than go to Disney World every day. Or Six Flags across the country. I mean, this is ultra massive that the government is doing this. This is an illegitimate criminal government, case closed. The entire Justice Department at the top are involved in this and are directing it. Incredible. So that's coming up today. We have Savannah Hernandez joining us in the second hour on this subject and so much more. She's got exclusive footage. We're going to be really focusing on this because this is just next level. Absolute next level. We know the globalists are obsessed with child trafficking, obsessed with pedophilia, obsessed with the sexualization of children. And I've got reports pouring in from across the country that are confirmed that three-year-olds are being asked by pediatricians, are you a boy or girl? And if the boy is confused, the girl's confused, they put it in their chart, which is then put in a computer, and the beginning of taking your child's identity away and the decision process over your children being taken away from you by the biomedical police state. We've got that. It's just unbelievable. We've got a mixed bag here, despite all the polls showing a massive political realignment against the Democrats. We have the rhino and neocons there that we have to worry about, and Town Hall has a very important report saying it's panic time for Senate Republicans. Is it panic time? Because these races are close, and with election fraud, the Democrats could gain seats in the Senate, not the other way around. So Republicans running around wetting themselves with excitement that, oh, we're about to take over the country. Even if we get more Senate seats and take the Senate and take the House, so many Republicans are basically Democrats and a Republican in name only. That's the big problem. But the good news is this. We have leaders like Ron DeSantis, and we have leaders like Bolsonaro and Viktor Orban and others that understand what's going on. Now, I'll say this. I like Donald Trump, and I know the system doesn't like him, and I know I've been persecuted like nothing in my life for supporting him. And that made me kind of pigheadedly support him a few years ago, even though I disagreed with his warp speed, because I thought that we had to keep him in office because of the nightmare scenario if Hillary or Biden got in back before they were officially running. But that said, I am supporting DeSantis. DeSantis is just gone from being awesome to being unbelievably good. And I don't just watch a man's actions, as Christ said, judge a tree by his fruits. I can also look in his eyes on HD video, and I see the real sincerity, father and a husband who loves his children in his country, and that he's getting red-pilled more and more each day. And that he's white-pilled about the future if we stand up, but he's black-pilled if we don't. He has basic self-preservation instincts, and I'm a DeSantis guy. And if we can use DeSantis' leadership to get Trump back on the straight and narrow, that's all the better. But Trump will not talk about his poison vaccines anymore. That's a plus. But he still says he won't say the V word, but he's still proud of it. DeSantis came out in a press conference yesterday. We're going to play clips of next segment. And the whole thing's on Infowars.com. I suggest you go watch it. It's about 45 minutes long. We're going to play a little three-minute clip when we come back, where he annihilates Big Pharma, he annihilates the biomedical police state, and he annihilates the lies that they've told about it, and he says he was wrong and he was lied to, and the vaccine doesn't help you, it hurts you. That's all Trump needs to do is say, I was lied to by Birx and Fauci, and they were holding the country hostage, and I thought it was a regular vaccine, and it turns out, you know, they shouldn't be pushing it on children. They shouldn't be making people take it. He's already saying that. But he needs to come out all the way and say, I was lied to, and decouple his pig-headed butt that I still love. He's real. He's just pig-headed. And that's a positive thing when he's fighting for us. It's not when he won't admit he's wrong. Bolsonaro apologized and said it was bad from the start. I shouldn't have halfway supported it, though I was never for forced injection. And now DeSantis has come out in a bunch of speeches and said, this is bad news. That's all we want so we can stop poisoning the newborn babies and the six-month-olds and everybody. And they got public schools all over blue cities and blue states trying to make the injections mandatory to go to school. Damn it. So I choose children over Trump. And I'm going to say it. I'm not going to get sucked into politics and just support Trump because I hate the Democrats. If Trump doesn't come out against these shots, and if he doesn't stand with the children, and if he doesn't go on the offense to admit there's major problems, then I'm really caught between a rock and a hard place, because I don't want Kamala Harris or Michael Obama or any of those people, and I know you don't, but I cannot support Trump when the evidence is out that it's killing all these people and maiming others if he continues to do this? And I think we should open the phones up today on this subject. What do we do with Trump if he won't stop it? Now, he's already turned the ship around about 80 degrees. Now he needs to turn it around all the rest of the way. Now he needs to turn it around another 100 degrees and go the opposite direction away. But he's only turned partway away. He's only turned partway around. We need a full turning around and going the opposite direction. Because I will not be part of the poisoning of these six-month-old babies. Damn it. And I don't mean that as taking the Lord's name in vain. I mean, damn these people to hell, including Trump, if he doesn't stop it. These people are our enemies. The cavalry for your immune system, the cavalry for your health, and the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived, a 360 win. Almost sold out for a year, DNA Force Plus, with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now. DNA Force Plus, after almost a year of being out of stock, is now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. PQQ and CoQ10 are on record as making the telomeres in your DNA last longer. This is as close as the fountain of youth as you're going to get. And on top of that, this great product funds the InfoWar, which defends liberty and freedom and your Second Amendment and your First Amendment and so much more at a critical time. So it is a true 360 win-win situation when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get DNA Force Plus, finally, our flagship product, back in stock. It keeps us on the air, and it's going to sell out quick. But despite that, we're offering it for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com to support our longtime viewers and listeners, and for new folks to take advantage of it. Sold out for 7 months. Body's ultimate turmeric formula is back in stock. Turmeric's been known for thousands of years to do amazing things for your joints, for your stamina, for your immune system, for your libido. And look, the average stuff on the shelves is 5, 6, 7% curcuminoid. We have the strongest brand on earth because nobody else decided to do it. It's 95% curcuminoid at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's ultimate turmeric formula, 95% curcuminoid. It is incredible. And what's even more incredible is it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you fail is not taking action today and ordering Body's ultimate turmeric formula at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply amazing. Discover the power of curcuminoids at 95% at InfoWarsStore.com today with Body's ultimate turmeric formula. Several years ago, I approached one of the top companies in the U.S. that supplies the highest quality signature reducing Faraday cages to the Pentagon and other U.S. government agencies. And now they have produced specifically for us this Made in America high-end line at a very affordable price. Whether it's small pouches that protect your cell phone or big pouches that protect laptops and iPads or big bags that promote whatever electronics you want to put in it, like desktop computers. It is all exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com under the Redux name. Redux is InfoWars, taking the highest quality products and bringing them directly to you at InfoWarsStore.com. In this insane world, you are crazy if you don't protect your signature, your identity, from identity theft, hackers, criminals, corporations, governments. This is one of the hottest items out there today, and it's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
What America and the world absolutely must have is leaders like Ron DeSantis to come out against these poison shots and say we were lied to and reverse this depopulation we are witnessing. DeSantis is, again, just over the top with what he's doing. This is absolutely presidential material. This is what Trump should be like. And I've been hammering this point, and he's doing it now, and we have someone that is better than Trump, way better than Trump. And I want Trump to decouple himself from the poison shot now, but I'm not going to sit here and hold my breath. Here is DeSantis in the best 2.5 minutes out there nailing these bastards.
And what was right now, people are doing, looking at the research, are saying, oh, man, the masks will hurt the kids. Now, we banned the masks in Florida with the legislature, with the Parents' Bill of Rights and other actions. But, you know, the reality is that was not grounded in data. It was not grounded in evidence. It was basically the current thing. You know, people would put in their Twitter profile a mask and a syringe, and that was like their identity. And it was ridiculous. They lied to us about the mRNA shots. They said if you take it, you will not get COVID. That is false. That is not true. And they continue to say, even now when the evidence is so overwhelming, that not only is that not true, people that have multiple boosters, you know, you're definitely at risk of getting it. There's no question about that. So it's just time and time again, I think you've seen ideology placed over data and evidence. And then what happens is that they will say something like, okay, 6 weeks of masks will end COVID. So that's what they claim. It doesn't happen. And then what they'll do is they will kind of move the goalposts and say, well, you know, only 95% wore it. So now, and they will constantly try to shift, because they will never admit that their ideology was incorrect. So that's very, very dangerous when you're looking at all these things. So that's a problem with our society that we're grappling with. And what I've said in the state of Florida, because we've taken on woke corporations, we've taken on ESG. Obviously, in the classroom, we've battled a lot of ideologies. But what I've said is that the state of Florida is the state, is the place where woke goes to die. We are not going to let this state, we're not going to let this state descend into some type of woke dumpster fire. We're going to be following common sense. We're going to be following, you know, facts. And that's just really, really important. So anyways, thank you guys for being here. God bless you all.
Well, God has given us DeSantis. Make no mistake about that. And I got a message for President Trump. You are the real president. You're reelected by a landslide. I have fought for you. 95% of what you've done has been incredible. You have amazing courage and energy, and I respect you. But if you continue to let this poison be pushed on our people and our children, I'm coming after you. I'm not risking my life and going through hell to sit here and then have it on my conscience, all these dead and dying children and others that are taking your stupid, evil, warp speed crap that you got fooled and roped into. But we all just heard DeSantis. He says, we now know we were lied to. That's the Rubicon you're crossing right now, Trump. We all know, you know, it doesn't work and it's a lie and it's poisonous. The side effects are the real effect. And so I want everybody to call Mar-a-Lago, call their information line, call Trump's resorts. He'll get the word. Everybody I know that talks to Trump, in fact, I could probably get a hold of him. I'm going to get a hold of his ass and say, what are you doing? Stop it. What do you think you've been a part of? Decouple now. Reject it now. And you will be forgiven. We don't think you did this on purpose. But if you continue, then you're doing it on purpose. The evidence is overwhelming. We're not going to allow you to join the New World Order and destroy us and depopulate us, Trump. Look at this. Jack Posobiec retweeted it. Patricia Carvalhas. Look at this. This is a real tweet. I just had my fourth dose after receiving. Listen to this carefully. I just had my fourth dose after recovering 3 months. Listen to that again. I've just had my fourth dose after recovering 3 months from actively having COVID-19. No, you have the spike protein poisoning you, sweetheart. Read it again. I've just had my fourth dose after recovering from 3 months of actively having COVID-19. Now listen to the Stockholm Syndrome, listen to the mind control, and I'm very happy to be boosted, thanks science. So she murders logic here, doesn't see what's being done to her, and then has the cult statement of thanks science, like she's just trumped everybody. I forget the name of the show. I'm not a huge TV watcher, but it was on 15, 16, 17 years ago about pimps and prostitutes. And it was this prostitute with cigarette burns all over and broken arm and leg, beat up by her pimp. And she's in the hospital room and the pimp comes in. And she says to the pimp right in front of the poor woman's mother, in front of the sex slave's mother, baby, she says to the pimp, I'm going to get better. I'm going to get back up on my feet. I'm going to get back down the street, baby. Please don't. Oh, baby. And they start interviewing the pimp, and they go, well, how do you treat her? He goes, I treat her bad. That's how she likes it. Well, how much do you pay her? I pay her nothing. I might give her a bucket of chicken. And that's the American people, and that's the left, and that's the people signed up for this evil, this mind control, this Stockholm Syndrome. She's had four shots. She's been sick for months after the first few shots, and now she's gotten another shot and thinks COVID's taken her life over, but this shot was 100% effective, they said. But the shot gives you the disease. But she can't help it. She can't admit she was lied to. She can't admit the system's out to get her. Just like that poor prostitute with broken arm and leg and cigarette burns all over, and her hair falling out. You can tell she'd been a beautiful woman. And in comes the swaggering, arrogant devil right in front of the mother. Oh, baby, baby, I'm sorry. I'm so let you down. I'm going to get back on the street right now as soon as I get better, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, baby, baby. That's right. You better get your ass back on the street, bitch. And the mother looks at him and says, what have you done to my baby? What have you done to my baby? He says, shut up, you old bitch. And that's what they've done to America, and that's what they've done to us, and they think they're going to bully me and lie about me and harass me and attack me, and it's going to make me roll over. Well, guess what? I haven't had my will broken. I'm not under Stockholm Syndrome, and I'm not your broke-back bitch. In fact, I'm your worst nightmare, pimps. I'm the sheepdog, the king of the sheepdogs, and I'm going to get you wolves by the throat politically, culturally, and spiritually, and I'm going to tear your throats out. You understand that? I'm coming for you, and so's my army. The cavalry for your immune system. The cavalry for your health. And the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived, a 360 win. Almost sold out for a year, DNA Force Plus, with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now. DNA Force Plus. after almost a year of being out of stock, is now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. PQQ and CoQ10 are on record as making the telomeres in your DNA last longer. This is as close as the fountain of youth as you're going to get. And on top of that, this great product funds the InfoWar, which defends liberty and freedom and your Second Amendment and your First Amendment and so much more at a critical time. So it is a true 360 win-win situation when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get DNA Force Plus, finally, our flagship product, back in stock. It keeps us on the air, and it's going to sell out quick. But despite that, we're offering it for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com to support our longtime viewers and listeners and for new folks to take advantage of it. DNA Force Plus, after almost a year of being out of stock, is now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. PQQ and CoQ10 are on record as making the telomeres in your DNA last longer. This is as close as the fountain of youth as you're going to get. And on top of that, this great product funds the InfoWar, which defends liberty and freedom and your Second Amendment and your First Amendment and so much more at a critical time. So it is a true 360 win-win situation when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get DNA Force Plus, finally, our flagship product, back in stock. It keeps us on the air, and it's going to sell out quick. But despite that, we're offering it for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com to support our longtime viewers and listeners and for new folks to take advantage of it.
Alex Jones expanded his broadcast by selling a line of products focused on healing from the toxic world of a corrupt system, which has allowed InfoWars to remain a free public broadcast to combat the dangerous lies of the mainstream media.
Alex Jones is patient zero for alternative facts.
Do you understand what I have said?
Yes, I believe what I said was true.
Yes, you believe everything you say is true, but it isn't. Your beliefs do not make something true. That is what we're doing here.
There's going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate.
The InfoWars audience has mobilized and awakened the world to the threat that is globalism. And with your continued support, we will keep going. Join us now and support the InfoWar.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Make no mistake, we are the tip of the spear. We are in the danger zone. We decided to take on evil. We decided to bet on humanity. We decided to let God fill our sails with His will. And now, the battle is joined. Yes, we're not living on the fence. We're not in the stands. We are in the arena. So, I want to hit more of the poison vaccine news, and I want to get into the geopolitical Great Reset cutting off the power worldwide news, and then Tucker Carlson is taking it into the danger zone as well. Everybody's up in their game, or they're rolling over. You're either going to get more hardcore, or you're going to die. You're going to either fight, or you're going to be a slave. Carlson came right out, we'll hit it next segment, and said the FBI is the prime suspect with the pipe bombs and laid out the evidence January 6th. As it just came out, the FBI planted the pipe bombs and the bombs with the Whitmer case. Now that they're having the next trial, they already found the other people, basically hung juries, in the whole Whitmer kidnapping plot that was fake. That's all coming out. So it's an incredible time to be alive and to really find out who we are. Because it's in the crucible. It's in the fire. that it'll be shown who we are. Do we break under the assault, or do we rise to the occasion and become even stronger? I pray to God to send the Holy Spirit to give me more discernment, more will, and more strength. I willingly turn over my will to God and ask God to purge me of my imperfections and raise me up as a symbol of resistance and pro-human future. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen. Now, let me give you some good news. Because I get so many questions on the street, so many questions from family, so many questions from crew. I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to get back to the news. We don't have $400 million. We don't have $300 million. We don't have $100 million. We don't have $10 million. I saw Tim Pool last night. I ended up watching it early this morning when I got up at 4 a.m. He had Jack Posobiec on. They were saying nice things about me overall, but he said, listen, Alex is so successful. I'm sure he does have money. I'm sure he does have trust for his kids. I'm sure that when he says he doesn't have a bunch of money, it's true, but he's got some hidden somewhere. And I need everybody to know it wouldn't be bad if I had money because I could fight harder, but I don't. Yes, there's about $400,000 in trust funds for my four children, and most of it was put there before I was ever sued. And it feels dumb even having it there because it's being devalued. And my son's 19. He's used some of it. The other children have used some of it for things they wanted to do. So it was probably $600,000 a few years ago. It's about $400,000 now. And that's the total of money that's there. $400,000, roughly. I think it may be less. No, there's no extra money. Do I own a lake cabin? Did I have a smaller house after I had a bigger house I bought as an investment and I put all the money back in? Yes. Have I been somewhat wise about raising funds around this operation? Yes. When I'm in these depositions, they go, oh, we hear you got a ranch in East Texas. Where is it? I go, I don't have a ranch. My dad and his brother have a ranch, and I don't want them to die, so I get it. But, yeah, I'll be the heir to a large ranch that we've had since the 1820s. We have the Mexican land grant paperwork still laminated in an old family Bible from the mid-1820s. That's how long we've been in Texas. I don't have extra money. We've got a couple million dollars in the InfoWars account, and that's all needed for payroll and rent and electricity and legal and buying product in the future. We don't have 20% of what we need for a company this large on this level of attack. But God will provide, or God will take us out of the game. I personally, with everything I've got going on, have less than $2 million. And that is emergency funds to continue the fight on and stay on air no matter what happens. An equivalent operation like this would have $100 million in reserve. To run a small town newspaper costs $10 million a year. A mid-sized city newspaper, $30 million. A big city paper, a couple hundred million. Those are newspapers. Money ain't what it used to be. I am on E. And I've got a destination I've got to get to where I need a half a tank. And they know that. We gave them all the discovery they asked for, even though it was unprecedented, and they twisted it and lied and used it as a blueprint to try to deplatform us. But the good news is this. By filing federal bankruptcy under certified federal law, we can put before the families who are being used by these ambulance-chasing Democrat lawyers the fact that there isn't all this money and that they're being used to use their children not just against the Second Amendment, but against the First Amendment itself as well. But the good news is when our suppliers call us and I talk to the owners of companies, whether it's T-shirt manufacturers or whether it's water filter manufacturers, or whether it's supplement manufacturers, and they say, we see all this news, are you going to be on air? Do we need you to pay 100% up front for product you buy instead of 50%? I say to them the same thing I'm telling you, a status report. if people purchase products at the level they did 2 years ago, we will be able to pay for the bankruptcy, pay for the lawsuits, pay for the show trials, pay for the appeals, and stay on the air for years and years and years and probably win. But regardless, the world's so dangerous then, if we don't turn this around, it's not going to matter. It's like having your toe cut off versus your head. We're all in the gallows here. We're all in the guillotine. But it's so critical to keep this on air because the enemy knows we're the number one resistance point worldwide, that world leaders like Orban and Bolsonaro on record are listening, and DeSantis is listening, and Trump is listening, and they're listening to you. So we will stay on air. And the good news is the supply chain breakdowns, all that has gotten better for now. We were able to put the money in to get all the great products to come back in. They're starting to come back in, and that will project us into the future to be able to stay on air strong and not stop fighting thanks to your support. And so that's the great news. And finally, after 9, 10, whatever months it was, not being available because we wouldn't cut the quality, the best PQQ, the best CoQ10, and everything else for your immune system, your body, your telomeres, everything, DNA Force Plus is finally back in stock, and I'm offering it for a limited time, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And more products like the Ultimate Fish Oil and others are coming back in next week. We got some great new products that have been in development for several years. We finally got the money, thanks to the Bitcoin donation, to buy the products. We wouldn't even have had that. We'd been screwed. So that will allow us to be good stewards of your support and continue on. And finally, I got to pull the plug on this soon. It's been as high as the number 4 bestseller in the world on Amazon. Haven't gotten any of that money yet. You get it in like 3-4 months out of the publishing deal, but that'll be put into InfoWars. And all the money coming into InfoWars off the sales of the book at InfoWarsStore.com are being put in. In the bankruptcy, they're amazed to learn I haven't paid myself in a year and a half. That's come out in bankruptcy court. They're like, well, you're owed under this money. You know what? I'm ready to forfeit that to keep on air. But ladies and gentlemen, the issue here is we could keep the show on air just off signed books, but I cannot sign 20, 30,000 books. So I'm going to make the decision because we're up to 8,000 signed books right now. In the next few days, we're going to cease signed books of The Great Reset, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, because I just can't sign that many. We've done the math. We're going to have to stop because I'm going to sign every one of these. So it's your last chance to get The Great Reset and the War for the World exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Signed copies. The cavalry for your immune system. The cavalry for your health. And the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived. A 360 win. Almost sold out for a year, DNA Force Plus, with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now.
There is nothing, there is no more epitome of free speech than right here. And that's what people recognize and resonate with. And as Ward said, you're not going to find a better place for information. You might not agree with everything. You might not agree with all our perspectives, but we cover all the information. And there's nowhere else really that does it like we do here. Thank you for that, Ward. InfoWarsStore.com, by the way, the products he mentions, InfoWarsStore.com is where to get them, folks. And we do have the best supplements. I mean, just like we try our best with our news coverage and our information, we do the best with our supplements as well. I mean, look at the hair and beard support formula. Folks, this is a joke. I mean, we're giving this thing away. It's 75% off. By the way, it works for me, in case you haven't noticed. The hair and beard formula is working for me quite well, I might add. Quite well. My barber appreciates hair and beard support for men. I go and see him quite often now.
I don't care if you work in a cafeteria or pump gas or whether you're a farmer, a rancher, a doctor, a lawyer, or a millionaire. Fortune and Money Magazine have all done these profiles. You see it every year. 30 different tax returns, 30 different answers. 50 different tax returns, 50 different answers. And almost all of them just screw you over, especially the big firms and the big tax groups, because they're part of the system and they don't want the general public understanding this and knowing this. So it's a very important situation with inflation and all the things out there hurting everybody to be able to do things tax-wise that's legal and lawful that allows you to keep more of your money. We wouldn't even be here if I hadn't gotten great tax advice in the last few years. The only way you fail is not writing down the URL, JonesTaxRelief.com, one word, JonesTaxRelief.com, or call 833-900-4285, 833-900-4285.
DNA Force Plus, after almost a year of being out of stock, is now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. PQQ and CoQ10 are on record as making the telomeres in your DNA last longer. This is as close as the fountain of youth as you're going to get. And on top of that, this great product funds the InfoWar, which defends liberty and freedom and your Second Amendment and your First Amendment and so much more at a critical time. So it is a true 360 win-win situation when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get DNA Force Plus, finally, our flagship product, back in stock. It keeps us on the air, and it's going to sell out quick. But despite that, we're offering it for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com to support our longtime viewers and listeners and for new folks to take advantage of it.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
People ask, why aren't men standing up against evil? Why aren't people battling the Great Reset and the New World Order? And the truth is, men are fighting. Women are fighting. They've got black skin, and they've got brown skin, and they've got red skin, and they've got pink and white polka-dotted skin. And they're fighting. We're fighting now. We are the tip of the spear. All right, I have Savannah Hernandez joining us. I have another guest popping in. But I specifically want to open the phones up throughout the next few hours in between those guests on my breakdown of DeSantis saying we were lied to, the shot doesn't work, it makes you sick, we've got to stop this, the mask doesn't work, they're lying. It's all the medical evidence, it's all the facts, we know that now. We need Trump to do the same thing, or what do we do about Trump? He's just got to do what Bolsonaro and DeSantis have done. Orban has come out and said the shot doesn't work and was a lie. Just decouple yourself so we can stop giving this shot that erases immune systems and doesn't protect people and makes people sick. What do we do about Trump? And I'm going to be opening the phones up a lot in the next few days and weeks and months because I actually value your input on this. I quite frankly don't know what to do. Because I sure am not going to support the Democrats. And I'm sure not going to sit by and watch Trump go along with this and try to drag us with us. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. First-time callers, 877-789-2539. Let's get back to the stack I was already mentioning. Top Biden advisor Anita Dunn divulges massive conflict of interest. She worked for Pfizer. But it's okay. I've just had my fourth dose after recovering 3 months from actually having COVID after the first shots. And I'm very happy to be boosted. Thanks, science. Yeah, it doesn't work. It's all a lie. Thanks, science. Mass care. Nearly half of pregnant women in Pfizer trial miscarried. 82% in the first trimester. Let's play a clip out of New Zealand. In a small town of 13,107, a woman visiting family members that died in a car wreck years before, and she notices massive numbers of people buried. It's not just her anecdotal observation. It's what all the insurance actuaries show. A small town, a pleasant drive through a peaceful cemetery disrupted by truckloads of freshly laid graves. And this is what the funeral homes are telling us, what the epidemiologists are telling us, what the pathologists are telling us. Here's the clip.
This is...
So far, 66.
67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83.
Oh, my
85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94.
94 dead bodies. These are all freshly buried.
Fucking Christ.
And our small town of Oamaru just come to check my babies and look at all these new graves, mate. Why? Why? Why so many? We never have this many. I've come here for the last 8, 9 years.
Or 21s and 22s.
These are all deaths in the last year. Like, fresh as, mate. These are all fresh. They haven't even got headstones yet. So we've just counted, how many was that? 98.
92.
Oh, 92 new graves in Oamaru. Wow.
That's from Rise Melbourne. But it's not just their anecdotal take. They're right. Indiana Life Insurance CEO says deaths are up 40% among people ages 18 to 64. And if you look at that, that's a multi-thousand percentage increase. Usually deaths are up 1%, 2%, or down 1 or 2. You know, it goes up and down. But now it's 40%. Ultra massive. Life Insurance CEO says deaths up 40%. German insurance companies say up 40%. Huge, huge numbers. Insurance group sees death rates 40% over pre-pandemic levels, above 2,000 since the vaccine was brought in. Oh, but AP says vaccines didn't cause increase in deaths and life insurance payouts. There are increased deaths, they admit. Life insurance CEO says deaths up 40% amongst those ages 18 to 64. First class action settlement in nation reached over healthcare workers over vaccine mandates. Quadruple vax, Jill Biden tests positive for COVID. Klaus Schwab talks about the three phases of COVID. Locking you down, training you for the new system, and then the Great Reset. Now it's over 20 doctors dead from heart attacks, young doctors, in Canada. Death cult programming exposed at professional sporting events gives us grave warning of the future. And it goes on and on. That's the reality. The big story is they're killing us all right out in the open. And they think we're fools and can't see what they're doing to us. But the good news is, and I said I'd get to this, so let's go ahead and get to it now. Project Veritas is reporting record numbers of FBI and Justice Department and DHS whistleblowers. Tucker Carlson's been reporting on it. There are good people there, and they are so key in exposing this whole thing. But here's Tucker Carlson looking at the FBI and its bombs, just like with the fake Whitmer kidnapping. They planted bombs and had sex operatives controlling people. That's come out in court in the last couple days. But here's Tucker Carlson laying out the rest of the story.
But the truth is, there are still questions about the FBI's behavior on and around January 6th. And given what happened in Michigan, where we know beyond question that the FBI tried to create an act of terror, it's fair to ask what exactly did happen on January 6th. And why is the FBI still hiding footage, critically, of the person who planted a pipe bomb outside the DNC on January 6th, while Kamala Harris was apparently inside, something that she lied about for months? What exactly is going on here? We're, of course, not alleging anything. We don't know the answer. But we know for a fact, given the FBI's behavior, and we report this with great sadness over the last several years, it is worth getting to the bottom of this. In fact, we have to if we're going to restore confidence in federal law enforcement. No one is asking these questions, really apart from Revolver News. And here's what they've come up with. Watch this.
Camera 1 shows the pipe bomber walking up to the DNC grounds at roughly 7:40 p.m. He sits on bench 1. Then he gets up and walks off screen. According to the FBI, he walks the length of the DNC building, and 10 minutes later, he comes back to the same bench area and sits on bench 2. There, at 7:52 p.m., camera 2 captures the pipe bomber sitting on bench 2 and, we are told, planting the pipe bomb by the side of the bench, next to the bush. We are told the pipe bomber plants the pipe bomb there, but we can't see it. Camera 2 is occluded by a giant bush that blocks the scene. The pipe bomber even looks at camera 2 head-on, for some reason. It's very frustrating, because we can't see the moment the pipe bomber plants the pipe bomb, but the FBI can. That's because the whole scene should be captured on camera 1 as well, and much more clearly than camera 2. Camera 1 has a clear shot of both benches. If the FBI released the full tape from camera 1, we could see the pipe bomber planting the bomb.
Okay, so what exactly happened outside the DNC on January 6th? And why is no one asking that question? And why has the Department of Justice not told us? We've heard everything they want us to know about January 6th. Why not more about this? Darren Beatty of Revolver News is one of the few people who is pressing for answers. He joins us tonight. Darren, thanks so much for coming on.
All right, stop it there.
Will you explain?
We're going to come back from break, this little short segment, back it up about a minute and play the rest of this. It's so important. And then we're going to start going to your phone calls, and Savannah Hernandez is going to join us on the giant child trafficking the government's running publicly. I mean, it's just, it's unspeakable. They're totally convicted. We're doing it out in the open. We're going to cover it next hour. Please don't forget, it's your last chance, because I'm going to cut it off the next few days, to get the Great Reset, the War for the World signed copies exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. And DNA Force Plus is finally back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. We're about to end the specials on discounts on Vitamin Mineral Fusion. The cavalry for your immune system. The cavalry for your health. And the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived. A 360 win. Almost sold out for a year, DNA Force Plus, with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now.
The Great Reset and the War for the World is the book that the government doesn't want you to read, that most of the big, powerful companies trying to control your life, the big tech companies, they don't want you to read this book. They want to control what you think, what you do, what you read, but you don't want that. And Alex Jones doesn't want that. And this book shows you what's happening and gives you the sort of playbook for how to fight against it. And so by buying this book, you're going to prove that censorship doesn't work, that freedom is alive in this country. This is essential reading. And, you know, I would go right now and buy it before the censorship kicks in. It's not going to be available in bookstores. It's not going to be available in libraries. They're going to try to take it down from every platform that they can, but they're not going to be able to do it. Prove that censorship doesn't work. Buy The Great Reset. Thank you, Alex Jones. I really appreciate you having me on, and I appreciate you writing this book and getting the information out there.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order.
It's Alex Jones. InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Watch this.
Camera 1 shows the pipe bomber walking up to the DNC grounds at roughly 7:40 p.m. He sits on bench 1. Then he gets up and walks off screen. According to the FBI, he walks the length of the DNC building and 10 minutes later, he comes back to the same bench area and sits on bench 2. There, at 7:52 p.m, Camera 2 captures the pipe bomber sitting on bench 2 and, we are told, planting the pipe bomb by the side of the bench, next to the bush. We are told the pipe bomber plants the pipe bomb there, but we can't see it. Camera 2 is occluded by a giant bush that blocks the scene. The pipe bomber even looks at Camera 2 head on, for some reason. It's very frustrating, because we can't see the moment the pipe bomber plants the pipe bomb, but the FBI can. That's because the whole scene should be captured on Camera 1 as well, and much more clearly than Camera 2. Camera 1 has a clear shot of both benches. If the FBI released the full tape from Camera 1, we could see the pipe bomber planting the bomb.
Okay, so what exactly happened outside the DNC on January 6th? And why is no one asking that question? And why has the Department of Justice not told us? We've heard everything they want us to know about January 6th. Why not more about this? Darren Beatty of Revolver News is one of the few people who is pressing for answers. He joins us tonight. Darren, thanks so much for coming on. So will you explain to us, for those who may have been confused by the tape, which was that we just played that was evocative, raised questions, what do you think this, what is going on here? What does this add up to?
Well, first, what it definitively shows, this piece at revolver.news available right now, shows definitively and without question that the FBI is withholding, hiding, concealing from the public critical footage of the pipe bomber actually planting the bomb, actually placing the bomb down. And the question is, why would they do that? Why would they hide precisely the piece of footage that would be most likely to help them get the public to catch and identify the perpetrator? And furthermore, given that we know that they're hiding this footage, and that the bomb was placed outside of the Democrat National Committee building, allegedly by some MAGA Trump supporter January 6th pipe bomber, why aren't Democrats demanding to Merrick Garland, to Stephen D'Antuono, to Christopher Wray, that they release this piece of critical footage?
What do you think the answer? I mean, that is so bizarre. I mean, they're constantly telling you that right-wing extremists are the great terror threat that we face. So here you have a case where somebody actually did put a pipe bomb outside the DNC, and they don't seem interested in finding out who it was? That does not make sense at all.
It doesn't make sense at all. And look, if people read the full piece at Revolver News, you'll see that this is just one of many absolutely mind-blowing coincidences related to the pipe bomb situation. Keep in mind, we know this pipe bomb that was allegedly planted the evening before wasn't discovered until after the RNC pipe bomb was discovered at 12:40. That means there was an entire morning of people walking by, of pedestrians, of motorists, of DNC security who didn't see it, and even the Secret Service itself, which we know by reports swept the area, checked entrances. The pipe bomb was placed just feet away from an exit to the DNC building, and the Secret Service missed it. And they missed it so that the actual pipe bomb would first be discovered at the RNC, discovered at 12:40. And so when it was reported, the Capitol Police responded to it just a minute before that first and decisive assault on the Capitol perimeter. So everything was timed in just such a remarkable fashion as to be, frankly, unbelievable. And I think everyone needs to pose these questions very directly and very forcefully to Merrick Garland, to Christopher Wray, and to Stephen D'Antuono, because we really need answers at this point.
And to Liz Cheney, why is the January 6th committee not interested in this? I don't know what the answer is, but it's certainly bizarre. Darren Beatty, thanks for your reporting on this.
Thank you.
The cavalry for your immune system, the cavalry for your health, and the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived, a 360 win. Almost sold out for a year, DNA Force Plus, with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to look at the admissions that the U.S. government under Biden is involved in public child trafficking, giving children to people with no documents, no evidence who they are, including little bitty babies. That's coming up with exclusive information. But if you just joined us here in the second hour, I played a clip in the middle of the first hour of Governor DeSantis of Florida saying they lied to us about these shots, these mRNA shots. They don't work. They're hurting people. It's all a lie. It's a hoax. We go down that path. We stop all the poisoning. The globalists go to prison. The nightmare ends. If not, new lockdowns, more forced injections, global vaccine passports are already here. So I open the phones up and I ask the question. If DeSantis is hitting on all cylinders, what do we do about Trump? I like Trump. I know they hate him. I know he's for real, but he's wrong. He won't admit he was wrong about these shots. He says he won't say the V word now a month ago, but he's still proud of it. What do we do? I'm going to get to a lot of callers right now. You're all awesome. I'm going to give you each 60 seconds. We can move to the next person. Let's talk to Spike in Texas. Spike, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. I have a suggestion. You know, Trump has got a lot of legal problems right now, all right? He's getting old. He's had a real, real good record of endorsing candidates. He should graciously step aside, endorse DeSantis, and have MTG as their running mate for vice president.
I love it. Why do you think Trump, obviously he's not stupid and knows the shot was a lie, why is he being pigheaded?
You know, I don't know whether it's threats against his family or whether he just doesn't listen to people. I don't know, but this is a way out of it for him. He can step out of the whole mess with the vaccines by doing this.
Beautifully said, Spike. Anything else?
The prosecutor and the judge are not human in your trial, I hate to tell you. They're replicants of some kind.
Well, they sure act like Chuck E. Cheese animatrons. I appreciate your call, Spike. All right, Ken in Florida. Ken, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yep. Hey, Alex. How you doing? Just a little insight on Trump and the vaccine. Are you there?
I am, sir.
Yep. So I listen a lot, but I've never heard this brought up. I read Kennedy's book on Anthony Fauci, and he expresses in there that Trump took $1 million from Pfizer. And I just never heard anybody bring that up.
He did. Trump took campaign money. I think it's more than a million.
Yeah. So, I mean, there you go. To me, that's, you know, nobody brings it up and connect the dots. So, anyway, that's all I had to say on that.
I agree. So, what should be done? What should Trump do?
Shoot, man, I don't know. Either we call him out on it. He needs to acknowledge it. And, you know, of course, distance himself from it. But, I mean, it's. To me, it'd be hard to do after you take $1 million from the thing. Of course, it was before all this took place. So,
well said, sir. Yeah. Thank you for calling. Let's talk to Stony Wolf in Michigan. Stony, you're on the air.
Oh, hey there, Alex. First-time caller, do you?
Here's what I think. If DeSantis, I'll take DeSantis over Trump if he does not admit to his mistake on the clot shots and that he was hoodwinked, and he stopped the warp speed. If he doesn't stop the warp speed and his gloating, that's his Achilles heel. Millions, of course, have been injured, and of course, we got to get Fauci and Birx out there and put them on trial. But I think the good news here is that Trump at this time is working to boost the primary candidates because he has this massive following, and which would also help DeSantis, whether he runs as VP or runs as president, because it's going to help create an America first agenda no matter what. We need
That's the paradox. Trump's getting a lot of good people elected. He's trading momentum, so he's a flawed vessel, but that's why I'm still behind him. Absolutely.
Yes, me too. But I'll take them both, but he's got to shut up about them clot shots. He just has to shut up about it and admit it.
Yes,
and get out of his ego.
Thank you, Stoney. Great points. All right, let's go to New York. Let's talk to David. David, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, how you doing today?
Good.
Hey, brother, I really like your question. I think you're identifying in your question that we have a void in leadership. We're not finding that Martin Luther King, someone who can lead people to really get something done. You're right. January 6th was a botch. And Trump needs to say, yeah, brother, we appreciate what you've done, but your role may not be being at the head of your movement. We need leadership who can mobilize the people to take this government and this country back peacefully.
And the people are pissed about the poison shot. It doesn't work. It hurts people. He could decouple and save himself and be a great leader again. How do we put pressure on him to get him to stop it?
I think you're doing it, and I appreciate it. I mean, I think he's got to be told it's okay to repent. It's okay to say you were wrong. It's okay to say, I don't know what to do. And maybe somebody else has got to make this decision for him, but he ought to shut up about it until, you know, if he's really conflicted about it.
Yes, sir. Thank you. All right, let's take a call from Virginia. Let's talk to Owl. Owl in Virginia, you're on the air.
So I was going back and watching an old video about 10 years old of Webster Tarpley giving an interview to you breaking down eco-science with John P. Holdren. If Trump does not come out against the eugenics movement and the Great Reset, nothing else matters because they're just going to tie him up for four more years, and we don't have time for that. As much as it's funny to laugh at Liz Cheney and the rest of the clowns, we need him to come out and address the issues, and somebody needs to give this man a crash course.
And Al, that's the point I meant to make. I'm glad you called. I'm going to say more in a moment. Don't hang up, but... Exactly. We can celebrate Cheney, this evil idiot warmonger daughter, not knowing how stupid she looks, losing. They had four candidates. She got like 29%. The other person got 63%. She lost. I mean, she lost massively. She lost just massively. But she's a joke. Our supposed champion is in bed with them when it comes to these poison shots. And it's a non-negotiable issue.
It's laid out from whether it's Bill Gates talking about using vaccines. John P. Holdren says in the eco-science book, using vaccines as a way to lower population.
That's right. Guys, the book is in the conference room by the TV. I was just looking at it 2 days ago. The book is written the year I was born, 1974. He became Obama's science czar decades later, 40 years later, whatever. And it's right there. And literally says we're going to use vaccines to kill people. They're doing it.
And sterilization, putting food, even putting sterilants in the food in the water. 1974.
That's what's so crazy, brother. Appreciate your call, sir. All right, let's jam in one more call before we go to break. Let's talk to somebody in Washington. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I would like to encourage the United States to realize that Donald Trump and his family are working for the World Economic Forum. And that's why we're not going to get leadership from Donald Trump is because he's in on it. Until he proves otherwise, he's in on it. His daughter is a World Economic Forum young global leader. He put his daughter in the White House.
That's right. Her and Jared Kushner are working for the other side. There's no doubt about that.
There is no doubt about it. And Trump's working for the other side, too. We need to realize that. We need actual leadership, and that's going to come from the grassroots. One of us will shine and rise to the top. I think it's you, but it might be somebody else.
Well, the enemy really definitely thinks I'm their worst enemy, but my job is to wake folks up. I don't have any delusions of anything. I don't want any more power. I just want to beat these people. But, yeah, we're all in this together. Thank you so much, Tim. All right. We just took like 7 phone calls in 10 minutes. Getting better. That's like my old days. I used to take 30, 40 phone calls an hour, and we're getting back there, and folks don't have to hold, and we just bam, bam, bam. But you got to hold while Savannah Hernandez is on for 2 segments with the child kidnapping trafficking news, and I'll go back to your calls right through to the bottom of the next hour. I've got another guest coming on. So Jim and Bo and Bald Eagle and Steve and Catherine and Trent, everybody else, your calls are coming up. But first, one of the big issues they want off the radar screen is the massive child trafficking that's being done publicly. This is, talk about Achilles' heels. This is it. Stay with us. The cavalry for your immune system, the cavalry for your health, and the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived, a 360 win. Almost sold out for a year, DNA Force Plus, with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now. DNA Force Plus, after almost a year of being out of stock, is now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. PQQ and CoQ10 are on record as making the telomeres in your DNA last longer. This is as close as the Fountain of Youth as you're going to get. And on top of that, this great product funds the InfoWar, which defends liberty and freedom and your Second Amendment and your First Amendment and so much more at a critical time. So it is a true 360 win-win situation when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get DNA Force Plus, finally our flagship product, back in stock. It keeps us on the air, and it's going to sell out quick. But despite that, we're offering it for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com to support our longtime viewers and listeners, and for new folks to take advantage of it. DNA Force Plus, after almost a year of being out of stock, is now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. PQQ and CoQ10 are on record as making the telomeres in your DNA last longer. This is as close as the Fountain of Youth as you're going to get. And on top of that, this great product funds the InfoWar, which defends liberty and freedom and your Second Amendment and your First Amendment and so much more at a critical time. So it is a true 360 win-win situation when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get DNA Force Plus, finally our flagship product, back in stock. It keeps us on the air, and it's going to sell out quick. But despite that, we're offering it for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com to support our longtime viewers and listeners, and for new folks to take advantage of it.
If you're like myself and so many other people on this planet, especially as you get older, you gain weight, even if you eat a lot less. But I got to tell you, InfoWars is only about bringing you amazing products that really work. So we looked at the supplement market that we fund a lot of our operations with, and we said, what are the best-selling natural, healthy, anti-fat weight loss products that are out there? We went and looked at the top 10. They all had the same ingredients in common that is in this product. But with our new product from X7 Diet Force, we got the very best concentrates of these known natural essences that just do amazing things for your body. And so I've lost almost 40 pounds. I'm still a little bit overweight. in the last 3 months, and I've been doing it using Diet Force and also exercise. Well, now Diet Force is exclusively available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com, Diet Force. You need to take this product. It really works.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we are back live. Savannah Hernandez, investigative reporter for President Trump and Truth Social, is here with us. The big articles at Postmillennial. It's also up on Infowars.com. Breaking: Biden whistleblower exposes secret night flights of illegal immigrant children, thousands of kids per week, with no paperwork being given to adults with no paperwork and no background checks. We'll be playing exclusive clips that she's gotten in her investigations, getting her analysis from being at the border and more. But first, let's hear Jack Posobiec break it down.
This is according to postmillennial.com, so Sav's working with them to put this all together. An anonymous whistleblower has come forward sitting down with Sav Hernandez, who works as a travel youth care worker for a federally funded contractor, and shares that tens of thousands of unaccompanied migrant children, so 2,000 to 5,000 a week, are being bused and flown throughout the United States and handed off to, quote, unvetted adult sponsors. The employee, and she actually gives us the name, MVM Inc., said the company's main focus is getting unaccompanied minors from, quote, point A shelters to point B sponsors across the United States. However, due to the overwhelming number of border crossings, the employee shared that new hires for MVM are not given proper background checks. So there's been a lot of people hired. Their background hasn't even come in yet, but they're already working. This is the same company that was exposed to be flying migrants in the middle of the night to New York. Keep in mind, by the way, in New York City, Mayor Eric Adams just said that these migrants, and we don't know if that's minors or just all, that are coming into New York City, he's going to put them up in a luxury hotel in New York City's Times Square. That's just so nice of him. Due to the massive amounts of this that are pouring across the border, employees are not being vetted. The people that are being handed off to are not always completely vetted. She's even got an email up, and this is incredible. Multiple issues that were brought to the MVM site manager's attention, including TSs, and a TS is a travel escort, taking the liberty of, quote, accepting alternate documents without approval. Let's go to 50,000 foot view here. No serious country would be doing this unless there were a specific reason. You guys, you're looking at an operation, all right? You need to understand that we are looking at an operation of not only human trafficking, but in this case, child trafficking. We don't know, and they don't know, who these children are, why they're coming across the border. A 10-year-old girl was just raped and impregnated in Ohio over this. We're told that her mother may have known something about it. The stuff that's going on is completely insane. And the Biden regime, rather than actually get to the bottom of it or stop it, end the situation, they're exacerbating it. They're setting up a toxic incentive structure, and people, good people, honest people, are falling into it. This needs to stop, and this entire situation needs to be shut down.
This is government-run child smuggling, and we, tomorrow's news today, been down there for years showing you this, them loading children, giving babies over to people with no paperwork. Savannah Hernandez, you'll be with us for the rest of the hour. We've got exclusive clips coming up, but big picture, what are we facing here?
Alex, after getting this whistleblower interview and also sitting down with an active National Guard member that was willing to put his entire career on the line to expose the open borders horrors that he's seeing as a result of Joe Biden's policies, what we're seeing is a mass invasion. What we're seeing is our government coming out and completely trying to derail our country, corrupt our country. You know, Jack Posobiec basically just laid out what my entire report was about regarding employees not receiving proper background checks, regarding these children being potentially housed with cartel members that are passing off as kids. And on top of that, again, just to reiterate, these kids are being handed off to improperly identified adult sponsors. So this is government corruption. And like you said, essentially child smuggling happening on a federal level, MVM Inc., the same company that was already caught shipping migrants in the middle of the night to New York City, they signed a federal contract with Joe Biden's administration back in 2021 for $136 million. So I want people to understand that the biggest and most sinister angle of this story is that we are passing off innocent children to unvetted, improperly identified adults via our taxpayer dollars, Joe Biden funding all of this. And again, just to reiterate those numbers as well, my source saying they move between 2,000 to 5,000 children per week, and that's just in his office. There are 4 or 5 offices in Texas for MVM Inc. So that totals to around 8,000 to 10,000 children per week, estimates of 30,000 to 40,000 children per month. My source saying that as well, oftentimes these children will come through the system 2 times because their sponsors decide that they don't want them anymore, Alex. So what we're seeing right now is unprecedented numbers of children being used as a tool to, for illegal immigrants to make money off of. Another point that I wanted to make and I wanted to highlight with this, because I asked my source, why would one of these illegal immigrants want to be a sponsor for some of these children? And it's because the Office of Refugee Resettlement is giving them this document. I provided that with the crew if they want to put this up. But basically what this document is when these kids are coming across the border, the government is issuing them their own form of social security number so these kids can enroll in schools. And then they're putting the sponsor's identification on this paper as well. The sponsor's oftentimes asking when these kids are being handed over to them, hey, where is this paper? Because these sponsors are then going to sanctuary cities. They're using this form of federal identification to go get driver's license, to be a part of America, to utilize our resources every single day. And again, the taxpayers are funding it.
And they're not vetting any of it. We have that famous footage we'll play later where we go in with undercover cop in McAllen and we show this happening. And the man comes out and says, yeah, I'm here to get kids. He says, and these load kids in with some creepy dude in a van who drives off. And this woman we got on tape, delivering babies to the airport with no ID, just hands them off. And they say, exactly, is this your baby? She goes, yes, it's my baby. Then she hands over child after child. I mean, this is unbelievable.
Exactly, Alex. And what of the...
I mean, when you check into a hotel or rent a car, they want your documents. But when it's or flying on an airplane, TSA. But on the border, here's little kids, just hand them all out.
Exactly, Alex. And during this interview, one of the most sinister quotes, one of the most shocking things that I heard from the eyewitness account of this employee was, and I quote, we knew at the beginning that we were handing these kids off to families. We knew it was a family reunification because they would be crying. They would be hugging. You could tell they were excited to see each other. Now they're handing these kids off to these adult sponsors. The sponsors aren't even looking at the kid. The children coming forward and then admitting, yeah, I'm not related to this person.
NAMBLA sponsors. We're going to play these clips coming up. Tell us about a few of these exclusive clips we're about to play.
Sure, Alex. So the clips that I sent over to the crew are, again, this employee's eyewitness account of what he has heard from children, of him passing off children to adults that, they don't know, they're not related to. Absolutely horrific. It's his eyewitness account of these adult sponsors not being thoroughly vetted, not being given background checks. So, again, these kids having to be handled by employees who are not being given proper background checks. My own source saying he worked for the company for over 6 months before being given a background check. Cartel members throwing their identification away at the border so that way they can get into the U.S. easier. Those cartel members passing off as children. So these other migrant kids potentially being housed with them. And then to top it all off, these employees not being properly trained, handing these kids over to adults that are not being properly identified, that are not even on.
All right, Savannah Hernandez, stay right there. Stay right there. Everybody wants to see your raw feeds. Where do people find the great work you're doing?
Band.video, I have a channel, and then also Rumble and YouTube, Sav Says. Go check it out.
Again, banned off social media for exposing child trafficking. Savannah Hernandez, the supercharged leader. The cavalry for your immune system. The cavalry for your health. And the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived. A 360 win. Almost sold out for a year. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now. The cavalry for your immune system. The cavalry for your health. And the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived, a 360 win. Almost sold out for a year, DNA Force Plus, with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now. Sold out for more than 6 months. Our number one bestseller is now back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the minerals, all the vitamins, all the key amino acids to turbocharge your immune system and make your body as healthy as it could possibly be. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our best-selling product because people love it. We first launched it 4 years ago. I was like, okay, it's another item. It's high-quality vitamins, minerals. Okay, great. People love it because it tastes great and they see the results. And it funds the InfoWar. So sold out for more than 6 months, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off, because I want you to experience it. I want you to get it. I want to move it out the door and hopefully get more in the future. But who knows, supply chain breakdowns, it may not happen. So get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com today and keep InfoWars on the air. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Several years ago, I approached one of the top companies in the U.S. that supplies the highest quality signature reducing Faraday cages to the Pentagon and other U.S. government agencies. And now they have produced specifically for us this made in America high-end line at a very affordable price. Whether it's small pouches that protect your cell phone or big pouches that protect laptops and iPads or big bags that promote whatever electronics you want to put in it, like desktop computers, it is all exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com under the Redux name. Redux is InfoWars, taking the highest quality products and bringing them directly to you at InfoWarsStore.com. In this insane world, you are crazy if you don't protect your signature, your identity, from identity theft, hackers, criminals, corporations, governments. This is one of the hottest items out there today, and it's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists shut off food production for 2 years in Latin America, Africa, and Asia. These people are refugees. They have been purposely made destitute and then told by the UN to invade the U.S. They're not our enemies. They're being used as a human commodity and as a permanent underclass to basically bring down the United States. But they're not our enemies. We should pray for them. We should support them. And we should reach out to them. But folks ask me, how do I handle the attacks? How do I handle the lies? How do I handle the Democrat Party lawsuits? How do I stay on the attack? And it's simple. is because I get to know people like Savannah Hernandez and Tucker Carlson and Bolsonaro and all these other great souls of every race, color, and creed who are humans, who I love, who are our brothers and sisters. And so what we're doing here today is so powerful. And it scares the system that we're on air exposing their mass child trafficking with no IDs, no records, handing little babies over. We're showing all this footage that Sav shot. We have the footage we shot years ago with Savannah. And I should have thought this before the interview, but we're going to get the footage. The crews found it like in, you know, online Twitter versions that are all messed up. We have HD footage. Yeah, this woman handing baby after baby over, saying, yes, this is my baby, with no paperwork, and the baby just disappears. And then men coming in and saying, I'm here to get kids. Get out of my way. No IDs, no nothing. So when you support us, when you share the articles and videos, you're literally defending children. My strength is you. Your strength is me. Our strength is together. We can't do this without you. So please share this live feed of Savannah Hernandez right now. Share the archive once it's posted in a few hours after the live show at man.video, because this is an information war and the power is the people. And that means you. Don't look to us for victory. Look to yourself and God guiding you. Yeah, we're the focal point. We're the tip of the spear, but without you, there's nothing thrusting the spear. What's more important, the spear tip or those thrusting it? It's all just as important, from the tip of the spear to the very end of the javelin. So I need you to financially keep us on air. We have a plan to stay on air. We'll defeat the enemy, but we are in your hands. I am in your hands. You are in my hands. I commit myself to God. Please support us, InfoWarsStore.com. I'm only going to run this a few more days because there's so many to sign. The books come in just a few days. They'll start shipping out. I'm going to sign every one of these books, The Great Reset, The War for the World. But we're going to stop it the next few days, probably in the next 24 hours, because, I mean, we're already up to 8,000-9,000 books I got to sign. And I'm not bitching, but I'm going to sign them. And that's for $100, because that's to keep us on air as a donation. $20-something bucks to get the book unsigned. Those are unlimited. InfoWarsStore.com. And DNA Force Plus, so amazing for your immune system, your body, your everything. The PQQ, the CoQ10, it is amazing for everything in your body. It's finally back in stock. 50% off. And we're about to end the special on vitamin mineral fusion and body's ultimate turmeric formula and so much more discounted as well. So if you want to get it, support us, be part of history, and get great products at the same time, now is the time of action. InfoWarsStore.com. All right, Savannah Hernandez, please continue. I want to play some of these clips coming up as well, but just what is it? I know I've been down there many times with you, but it's, to me, it's very upsetting to be there and watch the mass smuggling. You don't have to wait around. It's not like it's just happening everywhere. Using little children as a get-out-of-jail-free card is insane.
Exactly, Alex. And another whistleblower interview that I recently conducted, viewers can also find this on my band.video channel, Sav Says, was with an active National Guardsman. And he provided me with a video that he took of a young 7-year-old migrant girl who was abandoned at the border. The human smugglers that she was with threw her into some barbed wire and left her there for Border Patrol and National Guard to find. So this is what National Guard is seeing every single day. Stories as well of abandoned 7-month-old babies at the border. The cartel as well, dipping men's bodies in acid, mutilating these bodies, and then throwing them onto the U.S. side of the border or crossing over and leaving them on the U.S. side of the border as an intimidation tactic, just to give viewers an idea of who the cartel is and how far they're willing to go to intimidate our law enforcement officers. So they're mishandling children, they're trafficking children, they're putting children in these horrible situations. The cartel is running rampant at the border right now. The Wall Street Journal just came out with an article that said in the fiscal year of 2020, there were almost 2 million illegal immigrants in just 1 year that crossed over because of Joe Biden's open border policy. And again, we have all of these Democratic governors like Muriel Bowser and Eric Adams coming forward and saying, oh, it's Republican governors that are busing illegal immigrants to our states and to our sanctuary cities. No, it's not. I actually interviewed, again, the employee of one of these companies, and he said, no, it's actually us. It's the Biden administration that is funding all of this. It's the Biden administration that is paying for us to put 200 to 300 children on a charter flight that we're sending to New York, to California, to Oregon, to Washington. Again, all of this happening in the middle of the night.
That's right. It's all been set up. And we're going to play an exclusive clip next segment, But here's a clip going viral, a little 2-minute, 9-second clip of the kids being smuggled across the border. Here it is.
For those of us in the audience who might not know what NVM Inc. is, can you explain to us what your company is and what they do?
It's a company that focuses on getting, they call it UCs, unaccompanied children, unaccompanied minors, getting them from point A to point B. And most of the time, point A is from a shelter all throughout Texas and all across the country. And point B is with a sponsor. Most of the time it's a family member, but maybe the numbers are so crazy that it's no longer family members. It's family, friends, people who are willing to take them in. And a lot of the times they don't even know each other. So my job is to show up. I get a new folder that tells me where I'm going, who's my partner, and where we're going to be picking kids up. And my job is to be with them on the airplanes, be with them on the buses. Sometimes it's buses, and sometimes it's charter planes. When it's charter planes, we move anywhere between 200 to 300 kids on one plane. It won't just be one plane. It will be 2-3 planes at a time that leave.
I do know that when we start off, we'll drop off in Texas. So we'll go from one plane in Texas to another. And then these same charter planes will go to New York, will go to California, will go to Washington, and then they'll finish off in Oregon or another state nearby. So it's not just one state, it's not just one drop-off. You go to one destination, drop off the kids that are getting off there, and then you continue on.
So if you could give us an estimate, how many children per month do you think are being moved just in the Texas area?
Well, like I said, it's between all the offices. It's in the thousands. I say 8 to 10, but that's in 1 week. So in a month, I would say around 40,000, 30,000 kids.
30 to 40,000 children a month being given away to perfect strangers with no record. This is Jeffrey Epstein Island on Warp Speed. Savannah Hernandez.
Exactly, Alex. And my source as well telling me that oftentimes these sponsors will decide that they don't want this child anymore. The adults, their parents will decide, yeah, I don't want to have to take care of this child anymore. So then they'll put them back into the system. So even with this 30 to 40,000 number of children that we're seeing being transported across the country, oftentimes this is the same child that is being put through the system again and again and again.
So they're a football being laundered through the social welfare system. God, these people are evil. If the left can't abort them before they're born, they're going to run them through hell now. God, I wouldn't want to be these leftists. The left are just satanic pedophile monsters. But whistleblowers and investigative journalists like Savannah Hernandez and platforms to expose it are going to bring them down. That's why keeping us on air, folks, is so critical. We're going after the Satanist main target, children. That's why they hate us. DNA Force Plus. After almost a year of being out of stock, is now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. PQQ and CoQ10 are on record as making the telomeres in your DNA last longer. This is as close as the fountain of youth as you're going to get. And on top of that, this great product funds the InfoWar, which defends liberty and freedom and your Second Amendment and your First Amendment and so much more at a critical time. So it is a true 360 win-win situation when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get DNA Force Plus, finally, our flagship product, back in stock. It keeps us on the air, and it's going to sell out quick. But despite that, we're offering it for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com to support our longtime viewers and listeners and for new folks to take advantage of it. We brought the game-changing product, previously only available to major oil companies around the world, to the civilian market 2 years ago, the BioPros, for septic tanks, for porta-potties, for RVs, for your drains, your boats. It goes on and on. It'll eat the oil off of your driveway if you just add water. But it's been so successful now, we're selling it to major RV parks, pig farms, you name it, because this stuff will eat anything that is organic. and it's exclusively available at thebiopros.com and now InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of this for almost a year, but we made a major purchase, and it is now in stock for whatever your need is at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find instructional videos and more information at InfoWarsStore.com or thebiopros.com. Made in America, powered by God's great creation. It is amazing, and it funds the InfoWar.
There is nothing, there is no more epitome of free speech than right here. And that's what people recognize and resonate with. And as Ward said, you're not going to find a better place for information. You might not agree with everything. You might not agree with all our perspectives, but we cover all the information. And there's nowhere else really that does it like we do here. Thank you for that, Ward. InfoWarsStore.com, by the way. The products he mentions, InfoWarsStore.com is where to get them, folks. And we do have the best supplements. I mean, just like we try our best with our news coverage and our information, we do the best with our supplements as well. I mean, look at the hair and beard support formula. Folks, this is a joke. I mean, we're giving this thing away. It's 75% off. By the way, it works for me, in case you haven't noticed. The hair and beard formula is working for me quite well, I might add. Quite well. My barber appreciates hair and beard support for men. I go and see him quite often now.
The number one selling category in supplements worldwide is fat burners, is weight loss formulas. And listen, there are hundreds of them out there that work, but most of them do it in a toxic way. Ladies and gentlemen, we went out and did deep research on the safest, healthiest ways to take your overall body's metabolic system and your metabolism and turn that clock back by turning up your metabolism. Ladies and gentlemen, Diet Force does it in a clean, healthy way. It's amazing. I've almost lost 40 pounds in the last 3 months just using the samples of it. But now it's come into the InfoWars store and is ready for sale to you and your family exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Diet Force from X7, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. I want you to experience Diet Force for yourself. I can't wait for the reviews because it's worked great for me.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
It was only 3.5 years ago, right out of college in Texas, he hired Savannah Hernandez. Then she left to go work for some of the biggest patriot organizations in America. And now you can see her becoming a major investigative journalist in the fight against tyranny. InfoWars' mission is finding the leaders and giving them the platform to launch from. I literally had a vision 25 years ago sitting in Waterloo House eating a chicken fried steak and drinking an iced tea by myself, and I saw the future. And the message was, you are to build the platform to launch the generation of leaders to fight the New World Order at the critical point they try to take over. That really happened. I told you for decades that happened, and now you're witnessing it. The story's up on InfoWars.com. DHS whistleblower lays out and exposes the secret night flights of illegal immigrant children, thousands of kids per week being given to people with no IDs. Savannah Hernandez, we just played that powerful clip of the whistleblower. We've got an exclusive clip here talking about the kids being moved and the sponsor's email. Tell us about this clip.
So, Alex, what this clip entails is, again, that email that corroborates that, yes, these employees are handing these children off to improperly identified adults. I actually reached out to the company for comment, and, of course, MVM Inc. said, well, this is factually false because, of course, it goes into the verbiage, right? They use this on a technicality where they try to say, oh, well, it's not our responsibility to sponsor or to vet these sponsors. That's the Office of Refugee Resettlement's job. But it is the employees' jobs to identify the adults that they're handing
these
kids off to.
Back up 30 seconds, which is the Soros guy that ran the European invasion. The NGOs are in charge of the Border Patrol. They certify the fraud, and then the Border Patrol has to follow the orders of the president.
Exactly, Alice. This is corruption at, again, the highest levels in our government. So, knowing that these kids are being passed off to adults that are being improperly identified is horrifying, but it's not surprising in the slightest. And that's what, again, this email corroborates.
What is it like for you? Because I don't even talk about yourself, but your journey, you've talked about it before, but coming here to work, not, you know, being a smart lady, but being very young out of college, what has your learning curve been? Because it's been amazing. You've gone from really awesome when we first hired you to like Obi-Wan Kenobi level in just 3 years. What has that process been like?
Alex, again, I always say it on your show, and I'll say it again, that I have you to thank. I always tell people I was classically trained by Alex Jones. One of the most important things that you taught me is to just be there, be on the ground, and give a voice to my fellow Americans. One of the most important things that you taught me, and to anybody listening who wants to get into this, understand that nobody wants polished people anymore, okay? We don't want people that are reading off of a teleprompter. We don't want these politicians that are polished and pretty and say exactly what they're supposed to and follow the narrative. No, we want people like Alex Jones. We want that type of energy, the people who are going to fight for this country, fight for their fellow man, give them a voice, and stand up to government corruption. So again, Alex, the reason why I think the journey has been so successful is because I got to be trained under you initially. You're one of the most popular people right now because you have been consistently right, because you do not wait for the mainstream media to give you permission to report on certain stories or facts. You are always the first one doing it, and that's the most important thing that you taught me. And that's why even some of my clips have made it onto Tucker Carlson, because, for example, when I saw that there was a baby formula shortage, I thought, what would Alex do? Alex would immediately go to the grocery stores and take video of what's going on, shoot a report about it, and go talk to fellow Americans. And again, multiple of my clips used on Tucker's show because of that mentality that you taught me. So anybody watching right now as well, understand that Americans want the truth. Americans want the brunt, abrasive truth, right? It's not pretty all the time, but this is the type of format that Americans love. And why are we seeing so many of these America First politicians so wildly popular, like Carrie Lake, you know, Ron DeSantis, Blake Masters, Joe Kent? It's because they're real life people, Alex. And again, we all took a page out of your book. We decided to throw away the teleprompters. We decided to throw away the lights, the camera, the makeup, and just say, you know what? This is what's going on in America, and we need to fight for it.
Well, all the credit goes to the listeners backing us. And so the enemy thinks they're going to shut us down. They might be able to, but they'll never shut down how we were an example to others. And I'm so proud of that. I'm so proud of the listeners who deserve more credit than I do for backing us, because without them, it wouldn't have happened. Let's go ahead and play a few minutes of this exclusive clip here. This is IG sponsor's email. In 30 seconds, tell us what this clip is.
So again, Alex, this clip is the email corroboration that these employees are handing off children to improperly identified adults that they're not related to and they've never met before. So that's what
this is. The smoking gun of illegal child trafficking being ordered to the Border Patrol, but run by NGOs that run the operation under Soros. Here is the mass trafficking that makes Jeffrey Epstein blush. This is 10,000 times. We're talking 40,000 a month in Texas alone. 1 million times Jeffrey Epstein. Here it is.
So when you land in these cities, you're meeting these sponsors that are there to pick up the children.
Correct. And when we get to these cities, we're told to wait for them in baggage claim.
Regarding the sponsors as well, like, how are the children tied to these sponsors?
Yes, so the children give the name to the people at the shelters, and the shelters will reach out to this person, and then they have their process that is very easy to, how can I say it? And when they look into the person, if they see they're not related, they don't care. They'll prove it, and they send the kid off to this person. And the sponsor will tell us, oh, I'm not a family member, I'm not the kid's father, I'm not the kid's mother, I'm not blood related, it's just a friend. And it makes you wonder, like, what do you mean, just a friend? Like, who are you? But we're not allowed to bring these things up. As long as it's the person on the paper, as long as it's the person who shows up and gives you the proper documentation, then we leave the child. So when we first started doing this, they were always family members, and a lot of the times now, kids will say it, or we find out ourselves that they're not related. In the beginning, we can easily tell that it was the family, because they would cry, they would hug them. But now, it's no more crying, no more hugging. It's just, hey, I'm here to pick you up, and that's it. They won't look at the kid. They will be upset that they have to show up to the airport. And it's weird, it's very weird and sad and frustrating, because you get to know the kid throughout the day and you want to be happy for him, but then when you get to where you're going
you know, like, this is the person that they approved. Like, it's kind of upsetting. I'm guessing they're overwhelmed and they can't find family members. And if they can't find family members, they want to get these kids out of the shelter as soon as possible. So they will approve anybody that the kids say, hey, I want to go with him or I want to go with her.
You said that you guys are so overwhelmed right now, overwhelmed to the point where MVM Inc. is mass hiring people and they're not being properly trained, which is leading to negligence when it comes to identifying these children and their sponsors properly. Can you talk to us about that?
It's one of the emails that I showed you. It's an email where they're pinpointing that, hey, you guys are accepting stuff that was, the IDs that were not approved. You guys are letting these kids go with people who are not on the list, who were not approved, and sometimes are people who were not even on any documents for the child. And it tends to happen where these sponsors will show up and they will say, I'm here for the kid, but it's really the sister or a neighbor because the sponsor didn't feel like going. And these kids are being sent off with neighbors, with people who are nowhere near related to these kids. And it's just a mess right now. None of the rules that we're supposed to follow are being followed. And that's why that email, that notice went out saying, hey, you guys need to pick it up and you guys need to accept the proper documentation. I want to say the biggest thing is what's going on right now is too many border crossings, too many kids, and these companies will take all this money from taxpayer money in the millions, but they won't do the hiring process the right way. A lot of people get hired and their background hasn't even come in yet. They'll get emails a month or 2 months into the job saying, hey, you need to do your background. And it's crazy because, you know, it could be a child offender, it could be a bad person. And they have access to kids every day.
If we allow this to continue, it's on us. Biden told the third world to come here. The UN set up the bases. They did it. And now it's happening. When we come back, I'm going to show you a clip from a year and a half ago, McAllen, Texas, where a man comes out to confront us because we had undercover police inside while he's ready to pick up little girls to take him to Pennsylvania. Ladies and gentlemen, this is hell on earth. This is out in the open. This is unbelievable. The hunger of the Satanic New World Order is to feed on children, and they're doing it in front of us. You talk about Jeffrey Epstein. This is Jeffrey Epstein 2.0. This is incredible. But we're going to archive this live show at band.video, and you're going to go there on your email and text message, and you're going to share this report with Savannah Hernandez, and you're going to fight for those children and never give up, and I will never give up, and Savannah will never give up. We'll be back. Stay with us. Hour number four, hour number three, straight ahead. The cavalry for your immune system. The cavalry for your health and the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived. A 360 win. Almost sold out for a year. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now. DNA Force Plus, after almost a year of being out of stock, is now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. PQQ and CoQ10 are on record as making the telomeres in your DNA last longer. This is as close as the fountain of youth as you're going to get. And on top of that, this great product funds the InfoWar, which defends liberty and freedom and your Second Amendment and your First Amendment and so much more at a critical time.
So it is a true 360 win-win situation when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get DNA Force Plus, finally, our flagship product, back in stock. It keeps us on the air, and it's going to sell out quick. But despite that, we're offering it for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com to support our longtime viewers and listeners and for new folks to take advantage of it.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Humanity throughout history is caught flat-footed by evil because we can't imagine this is going on. Up to 30 to 40,000 children a month in the Texas sector alone brought in and just turned over to random people and flown all over the U.S. by the Democratic Party. This, again, is thousands of times bigger than Jeffrey Epstein. And it's just being done, and it's so evil we can't admit it's happening. But the children are calling out to God for justice, and we are who God works through. Savannah Hernandez, incredible job with these clips. Please join us again tomorrow, because everybody's focused on Trump and the Mar-a-Lago raid. I don't give a damn about that. It's bad, but whatever. We need Trump, and we need everybody talking about the human smuggling and the illegal activity happening. So closing comments, Savannah Hernandez.
100% agree, Alex. Everybody's focused in on the Trump FBI raid. But again, there's bigger issues going on here in this country right now. We need to be focused in on saving our children. And again, just with the border, right, that crisis in itself is horrible. But then we also need to focus in on the sexualization of our children in schools, the targeting of our children by the LGBTQ community. We need to focus in on the fact that, you know, children are still experiencing the repercussion of the government-enforced COVID-19 lockdowns, of the vaccine side effects. So we need to stand up, and we need to save the kids nationwide and worldwide. If this is not something that we can rally behind, the innocence of children and saving them, then we're a lost country. So we need to keep this at the forefront. Alex, again, thank you for highlighting this story and making sure that it was seen by the masses.
But Savannah, always don't thank me. You're doing, we're supposed to do this. I mean, you're a great person.
But see, I'm not used to it because the mainstream media doesn't typically focus on this type of stuff.
No, but all I'm saying is, I get what you're saying is that we're supposed to defend the children. And I know you are, but like, think how sick this is.
Yeah. 100%, Alex. Well, again, for the listeners as well, thank you for sharing this message, for standing up for children. And
exactly. We all stand for the children. Share this live feed, and we archive it. Share it or give. Children are being kidnapped and raped. Damn it. I mean, we need to absolutely overpower the globalists and rip their arms out politically out of their sockets, man. I'm tired of playing games with these damn pedophiles.
Exactly.
Their whole energy is pedophile. Their whole energy is rape of children. They are vampirically drinking their innocence. In fact, I mentioned this. Here's this slime bag coming out a year and a half ago about the kids he's picking up. Here it is.
And they're going to be permitted because we're not in control of that. We can't stop them. So we can either pay for it or pay for it. That's the way I look at it.
Go pay for it.
I know, that's what I'm trying. I mean, because we're stuck paying for it. One way or another.
Yeah, but they feel privileged. They feel entitled. And after speaking to people in there, they don't care to clean up after themselves. Y'all married them for free, and they don't care.
No, so we have some that already Pennsylvania with a developer, commercial developer, restaurant tour, just constantly creating new businesses, and we can't find people to staff. So we provide affidavits for support. So therefore, but they got to work.
Like Maz the Flame, these are the people coming and getting the children. He came out to confront us, Savannah.
And it's absolutely disgusting, Alex, because I want to hone in on a point that you made earlier, too, right? We were forced to pay for abortions via our taxpayer dollars. And now that that kind of went away because of the overturn of Roe v. Wade, now we're being forced to pay for the trafficking of children across the country via our open borders, via these NGOs. So Americans need to wake up and get angry with how these taxpayer dollars are being allocated. More importantly, how these children are being shipped throughout the U.S. in the middle of the night under this administration. People need to get loud, get angry, and again, share this report so Americans all across the country can understand what's really going on.
Savannah, I want to go with you in the next few weeks to the border. Let's go together.
Definitely, Alex. Let's go. Yuma is still crazy. They're trying to close the border up. But again, this is still a very big issue. The last time I was in Yuma, saw a little 3-year-old child wandering around alone, absolutely mortified, terrified, and traumatized because he was abandoned in the desert by these smugglers that were supposed
well,
to
take him to the border. Well, that's right. We have footage on screen of the military closes the border. The border patrol cuts the chain to let him in. This is human smuggling. The cavalry for your immune system, the cavalry for your health, and the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived, a 360 win. Almost sold out for a year, DNA Force Plus, with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Were hit with RICO charges, but Epstein, Maxwell, no RICO there? I wonder why.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I mean, they grabbed some Alex Jones's texts the other day, and the line is that Alex Jones is the real criminal, not Jeffrey Epstein, right? But the second they got his texts, you know, you know everything. Everything embarrassing thing he's ever said, of course, is going to be in the New York Times. But they are affirmatively protecting Jeffrey Epstein, who's not even alive anymore. It's just one of the weirdest things I've ever seen.
You saw what happened today. The FBI arrested a group of militiamen who had a plan to go in and to kidnap the governor of Michigan. You'll see it in the news tonight.
Good afternoon. Earlier today, Attorney General Dana Nessel was joined by officials from the Department of Justice and the FBI to announce state and federal charges against 13 members of two militia groups who were preparing to kidnap and possibly kill me.
These guys are hatching violent and deranged schemes like the one against Governor Whitmer that the FBI and local law enforcement uncovered and stopped last week. You know, it's the sort of behavior you might expect from ISIS. And it shouldn't shock the conscience of every American. It's the sort of behavior you might expect from ISIS. And it should shock the conscience of every American. Failure to condemn these folks is stunning.
And refused to condemn white supremacists and hate groups like these two Michigan militia groups.
This is serious stuff.
Attacking Governor Whitmer on the same day this plot was exposed. It's despicable.
And the president saying things in my debate with him, like to the Proud Boys, an all-white supremacist group, stand down but stand ready.
And he said, I'll tell them to stand back and stand by.
I just tell them to stand down and stand by.
He said, stand back and stand down but stand ready.
Stand back and stand by, he told them.
We're grateful to the FBI and law enforcement to discover these domestic terrorists and stop them.
Thank you to the fearless FBI agents.
Floor by floor, it started popping out.
It was just the head detonated.
Yeah,
detonated. They were planning to take down a building. Boom, 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 boom.
All the way down. I was watching it.
As if there were detonators.
Floor by floor, it started popping out.
It was just the head detonated.
Yeah, detonated.
They were planning to take down a building. Boom, 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 boom.
All the way down.
All of a sudden, it was like bang, 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 like bullet shots.
I saw from the corner, boom, 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 boom. Just like 20 straight hits just went down. And as the bombs were going, people just started running. And I sat there and watched a few of them explode. And then I just turned around and I just started running for my life because at that point, World Trade Center was coming right down from the corner. Boom, 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 boom. The whole building just went. And as the bombs were going, people just started running. And I sat there and watched a few of them explode.
There's a deep state of ruthless criminals that are all out. And they fund the radical Muslims. They attack America. They attack our free speech. They attack who we are. But humanity's waking up and aware of it. And they'll never get away with it. Because no matter what happens in InfoWars, you will continue on in the fight. All right, we're going to go to your phone calls now.
Only way that a building can accelerate as it collapses is by having pre-engineered, precisely timed, and precisely placed explosives. In other words, controlled demolition.
Stay in attack formation. I'm on the leader. Let's go ahead and take your phone calls. Bo in Arizona, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Mr. Jones, coming through all right?
Loud and clear, brother.
All right. It's an honor to finally get through to you and get to chat with you. I just wanted to plug real quick the vitamin mineral fusion. I work construction. It's the only way I can, my water retention is through the roof taking this stuff. So I just made a huge order along with the book, and I just got Alex's War. I can't wait to watch it tonight.
Thank you for keeping us on air and in the fight, brother. I love you.
Yes, sir. Thanks for spearheading. With the Trump DeSantis thing, so Trump's hubris has always been in his way. And I think the only way really left to get through to him is through his faith and letting him know that now that you aren't even saying vaccine, you are becoming complicit in this whole thing and killing people. And eventually God is going to pull back his shield of protection. So I think that's the only way if someone could get through to him on a Christ-based level. Outside of that, I don't know. I mean, you know, we hope and we pray. DeSantis is doing great things. If he did move out of the way, like a caller said earlier, wow, that would be impressive. I'd love to see MGT or Lauren Boebert or something like that with a VP nomination.
Bo, we love you. Thanks for holding. Let's talk to Steve in Colorado. Steve, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, good to hear from you. We were praying for you, brother. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ over your life. We're protecting you with prayer, and I am so glad to be on the air to tell you some things that have been on my heart.
Well, let me first thank you, Steve, for those prayers, because without you, we wouldn't be here. Thank you.
Yeah, we're lifting you up. Psalm 91. You know, getting back to the Trump question, your caller just mentioned something. I have a biblical reference and model here. In 1 Chronicles chapter 21, King David, he was a good man, but he was provoked by Satan to number the people, and it brought a curse down on the nation. That's exactly what's going on here. We're being chipped, marked, and numbered by this system. Trump got buffaloed into it. Of course, he should have never had Alex Azar at NIH, and he should have fired Fauci day one when he came into office.
You know, you're right. Trump is a King David archetype. He definitely is.
Right. And you know what David did, though? He repented immediately of it, Alex. He said, this was my fault. He said, look, kill me and my family, but spare these sheep.
Exactly. Trump must repent like DeSantis did.
Yes, absolutely. You were right on with saying that, and our listeners, I think, are paying attention to it, too, and I just really appreciate that. And if, you know, if you get Dr. David Martin back on again, I think you've had him on before, but he has got some outstanding stuff. He is talking about where they're going with all of this.
Now, I'm trying to get Martin on. I had a family problem one day, blew up, went off the air. He thought it was personal. He hasn't come on, but I really want to get him on.
Yeah, we'll get him back on, but, you know, he's saying that the monkeypox is actually going to be the effects of the vaccine when it's coming out.
Oh, absolutely. They admit the vaccine can cause monkeypox-type reactions. Plus, we have these people raping dogs, so now they're sick. I mean, it is insane. Thank you so much, Steve. Catherine in Michigan, got a minute and a half. Go ahead, Catherine.
Alex Jones.
Hey.
Hi, it's a pleasure to speak with you. How are you?
I'm okay. Go ahead.
Listen, I've been following you for about 15 years, and that report from Savannah Hernandez was by far one of the most disturbing things I've ever heard in my life, and I'm absolutely beside myself right now. I was listening while I was on hold, so I thank you for airing that, and I hope people share that report.
Thank you for keeping us on air to expose it.
Yes, yes, sir. I wanted to call to talk about your book that's coming out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. And I want to talk about a couple of things that I did. Number one, I ordered the book from Amazon, and I ordered it from them because, not because I like Amazon, but because I wanted your numbers to chart and keep charting. Right now I'm seeing Amazon charts number 7 this week for your book. The second thing that I did is I went to my local library. I have a library card, and oftentimes people that have library cards can simply go online and submit a suggestion for a book to the library. I actually went to the library and asked the librarian if I could please order or request an order of the copy of your book, The Great Reset. She had me fill out a little slip of paper. She said she'd send it into the central library.
Hold on, Catherine. Don't hang up. I want to hear on the other side. What happened when you did that? Catherine in Michigan, stay with us.
DNA Force Plus, after almost a year of being out of stock, is now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. PQQ and CoQ10 are on record as making the telomeres in your DNA last longer. This is as close as the Fountain of Youth as you're going to get. And on top of that, this great product funds the InfoWar, which defends liberty and freedom and your Second Amendment and your First Amendment and so much more at a critical time. So it is a true 360 win-win situation when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get DNA Force Plus, finally our flagship product, back in stock. It keeps us on the air, and it's going to sell out quick. But despite that, we're offering it for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com to support our longtime viewers and listeners and for new folks to take advantage of it. 7 months ago, in December of 2021, we launched the first in the 3-coin founding member series, George Washington Slaying the Dragon. Then we launched the Tree of Liberty coin, and finally, the Second Amendment Come and Take It Molon Labe coin. There are only 75 coins left in the 3-coin series, exclusively right now at 1776coin.com. And for the final 75 people to become founding members for this big project we're launching in the near future, you'll also get a personal signed piece of art I made of the sheepdog chasing the wolf and a personal message. It's your last chance to get all 3 coins at 1776coin.com. This is history happening now. InfoWars, thanks for your support, is changing the world, and this is the final 75 3-coin set exclusively available at 1776coin.com. The globalists are fighting around the clock to destroy the family, to destroy heterosexual relationships, to annihilate our marriages. And the studies are all clear. The number one cause of marital splits is that there's problems in the bedroom. And the number one issue men have is erectile dysfunction. Ladies and gentlemen, the left makes big jokes about this because they don't want people having lasting, good, loving relationships. They want to break up society. We are so excited to have the number one natural male enhancement pill in the world available as a major sponsor now. Go to TheIronPatriot.com today, TheIronPatriot.com, and watch the instructional video, look at the science for yourself, and then get a bottle of InstaHeart. It's discreet shipping.
I've used it. It's amazing. And it's not just for folks that have problems in the bedroom. This also enhances it. So again, get yours today at theironpatriot.com.
The Great Reset and the War for the World is the book that the government doesn't want you to read, that most of the big, powerful companies trying to control your life, the big tech companies, they don't want you to read this book. They want to control what you think, what you do, what you read, but you don't want that. And Alex Jones doesn't want that. And this book shows you what's happening and gives you the sort of playbook for how to fight against it. And so by buying this book, you're going to prove that censorship doesn't work, that freedom is alive in this country. This is essential reading. And, you know, I would go right now and buy it before the censorship kicks in. It's not going to be available in bookstores. It's not going to be available in libraries. They're going to try to take it down from every platform that they can, but they're not going to be able to do it. Prove that censorship doesn't work. Buy The Great Reset. Thank you, Alex Jones. I really appreciate you having me on, and I appreciate you writing this book and getting the information out there.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
And we are back live on this Wednesday, August 17th, worldwide broadcast. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Special guest is joining us next segment. I'm taking your calls right now. Catherine in Michigan was bringing up trying to put our new book coming out next week, The Great Reset and the War for the World, in libraries, and the response she got. So finish your story. I appreciate you calling, Catherine.
Hi, Alex Jones. Thanks for holding me over. So I went to the library and went up to the librarian's desk and asked if there's a form that I could fill out to order the book, and they didn't have any forms. She handed me a little ripped up piece of paper, like a piece of printer paper, and said, write the name of the book and the author, and we'll send it to our central library headquarters or whatever it is, and we'll request them to order the book for you. So I turned in the slip of paper. I thought, I'll never see that piece of paper again. And lo and behold, I checked the library's database, and they obliged me. They ordered one copy of The Great Reset and The War for the World, and it's on order right now and being sent to the district library.
Well, that's beautiful, because librarians still believe in the First Amendment in most cases. Yes. Everybody should go to their library and ask them to order a copy of The Great Reset and The War for the World. Beautifully said.
Yes. Thank you so much. That's what the purpose of my call was, to encourage people. You can do it. You can take a little bit of action. It will cost you not one penny to go to your library and request that they order a copy of The Great Reset. And much to my pleasant surprise and thrill, they did it. And so there's one copy in circulation.
Beautiful job, Catherine. Everybody does it. We'll change the world. Thank you. Let's talk to folks in Las Vegas, Nevada. Let's talk to Trent. Trent, you're on the air.
What's up, Alex?
Welcome, sir.
Hey, I was just going over the things that Trump did while being president and campaigning. Like, the campaign of Trump was completely different than the President Trump campaign. Promises were lock her up, you know, build a wall, all these three word phrases. But once he gets in, he pardons the five mega banks for rampant fraud and corruption: Citigroup, JP Morgan, Barclays, UBS, and Deutsche Bank. Deutsche Bank, he owed, reported like $300 million to. He openly talks about her sexual fantasies with Ivanka on like the Howard Stern show and Oprah or Good Morning America or whatever, saying that if she wasn't his daughter, he'd be married to her. He has the Epstein connections. He was introduced to Melania through Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein. Roy Cohn and Alan Dershowitz were his lawyers. Alan Dershowitz is part of the Epstein thing. Roy Cohn.
So you don't think Trump's good. So what do you think of Governor DeSantis?
I don't trust any of them. I think DeSantis might be better than Trump, but I feel like people are just being funneled to DeSantis, just like people were funneled to Trump. I don't trust DeSantis. I don't think any of them should be trusted. I think all of them should be guilty until proven innocent, just based off of the political climate.
All right, I appreciate your call. Interesting points, Trent. Thank you. Let's talk to Texas Patriot. You're on the air. Thanks for holding. And then we'll go to Dave.
So, yeah, I just wanted to say some information about what you and Savannah just talked about all the trafficking of people coming. She should really look into stuff going on in Del Rio out of Laughlin Air Force Base, because they are flying people out of there at night.
It's incredible. I mean, mass child trafficking out in the open, giving babies to people that don't even know their names. I mean, this is just total criminal activity.
Exactly. But, yeah, I just wanted to bring that up so y'all can look into that as well. Texas Rangers are already on it. They're watching planes coming out of there. They've been watching planes coming out
of there.
Brother,
we've been down there for 2 years showing it. It's incredible.
All right.
Well, where do you think this goes?
I don't know where it goes. You can't stop the federal government from, you know, committing their crimes.
The federal government has gone 100% rogue. Thank you, Texas Patriot. Dave in Chicago, go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Alex. Just wanted to say something here about, I just watched your documentary with Aaron Russo where you interviewed him the other night, and that was, it was pretty compelling and really, I mean, I think everybody should take a look at that.
Yeah, that was 2006.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it was great. It was great. But hey, what made me call in is, you know, everybody has on their mind, you know, what kind of leader should we look to? Is it going to be Trump? Is it going to be DeSantis? Is it going to be this? Is it going to be that? You know, leaders are temporary. You know, it's principles, not personalities. I was taught that over 35 years ago.
I agree. It's what you stand for versus your rhetoric.
Absolutely. If we let those things be the guiding light, those people that reflect the principles, those people that espouse them, and the principles I'm talking about for our, you know, temporal government is the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. I mean, just think about every info warrior out there, all of us listening to this, just think about if all of our leaders and representatives followed the Constitution and followed the Bill of Rights, end of story. We wouldn't be talking about this.
Exactly. We got to get back to basics. Thank you, Dave. Ed in Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on. God bless you. I just saw Alex's War, and I pre-ordered the signed book, and I can't wait to get that.
Thank you.
So with the Trump-DeSantis thing, I'm thinking that I know Trump is flawed. That's his. I don't think he's ever going to admit that he was wrong about the vaccine. But he woke up a lot of people to even be red pilled. So,
no, I agree. The enemy legitimately hates him. So there's a paradox. Like, they really hate him. Like, that's real.
Yeah, and also while we're on Trump, I ordered some. I just got my Let's Go Brandon shirt from the InfoWars store. I was going to see if you guys can get some more Trump 1 shirts in stock in size large and extra large.
We're trying, brother. God bless you, and I appreciate your call. All right, we got Allison in Texas. That's the last call I'll take, but I've got a special guest coming up. Then I'll take Allison's call, and then Kate Daly takes over in the fourth hour. But what a broadcast today. What an incredible transmission, and thank you, listeners, for keeping us in the fight. We're under unprecedented attack, but I believe in you. I believe in humanity. I'm betting on you. You're betting on me. So thank you for taking the live show feed from Infowars.com/show and sharing it on your email and your text message. That's the best place to do it where they can't censor it, but also on social media. And thank you. Thank you for all the other things you do to wake people up outside of Infowars. It's amazing. And thank you. We're going to InfoWarsStore.com because you're keeping us in this fight right now when the world is so ready to wake up. DNA Force Plus, our flagship product sold out for 8, 9, 10 months, whatever it was, is finally back in stock. The PQQ, the CoQ10, the number one thing you do for your immune system and your cells, an incredible product with the highest quality ingredients. It's back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off DNA Force Plus. And the Diet Force sale, the Body's Ultimate Turmeric sale, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion sale, the X2 sale, they're all about to end because they're very close to selling out. So get those at InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you for standing up for the tip of the spear, which is all of us, the guests, the crew, myself, the callers, all of us. We are the InfoWar. We're having an amazing
affect together, and we're not giving up to tyranny. We'll be right back to talk about real ways to survive into the future. Stay with us. The cavalry for your immune system, the cavalry for your health, and the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived, a 360 win. Almost sold out for a year, DNA Force Plus, with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now. Sold out for 7 months. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is back in stock. Turmeric's been known for thousands of years to do amazing things for your joints, for your stamina, for your immune system, for your libido. And look, the average up on the shelves is 5, 6, 7% curcuminoid. We have the strongest brand on earth because nobody else decided to do it. It's 95% curcuminoid at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. It is incredible, and what's even more incredible is it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you fail is not taking action today and ordering Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply amazing. Discover the power of curcuminoids at 95% at InfoWarsStore.com today with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. DNA Force Plus, after almost a year of being out of stock, is now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. PQQ and CoQ10 are on record as making the telomeres in your DNA last longer. This is as close as the Fountain of Youth as you're going to get. And on top of that, this great product funds the InfoWar, which defends liberty and freedom and your Second Amendment and your First Amendment and so much more at a critical time. So it is a true 360 win-win situation when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get DNA Force Plus, finally our flagship product, back in stock. It keeps us on the air, and it's going to sell out quick. But despite that, we're offering it for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com to support our longtime viewers and listeners, and for new folks to take advantage of it. 7 months ago, in December of 2021, we launched the first in the three-coin founding member series, George Washington Slaying the Dragon. Then, we launched the Tree of Liberty coin, and finally, the Second Amendment Come and Take It Molon Labe coin. There are only 75 coins left in the three-coin series, exclusively right now at 1776coin.com. And for the final 75 people to become founding members for this big project we're launching in the near future, you'll also get a personal signed piece of art I made of the sheepdog chasing the wolf and a personal message. It's your last chance to get all three coins at 1776coin.com. This is history happening now. InfoWars, thanks for your support, is changing the world. And this is the final 75 three-coin set exclusively available at 1776coin.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Bob Houck is our guest. That's not just a character from Escape from New York, but he lives. S.D. Pliskin, Lieutenant, American, Special Forces, Two Purple Hearts, Stalingrad and Leningrad. Bob Houck, refer to you too, Pliskin, Special Forces, Texas Thunder. Bob Houck's a real person. He's not just Lee Van Cleef. All right, Bob Houck joins us, ladies and gentlemen. And let me tell you something. These folks have been a sponsor for years, and they had the great satellite phones, but China broke down and all that happened, and we haven't had this sponsor in 6 months. But they've got something even better. So when you go to the website, InfoWarsOffGrid.com, there's solar panels and the very best survival gear and everything else. But what they've really got is not just satellite phones back in stock, but something even better. Something that takes any cell phone in my hand and turns it into a sat phone that can't be tracked and is 100% ready to go. It is very competitively priced, probably one of the lowest cost out there, and it supports the broadcast. So, Robert Houck, good to have you here with us. You're the CEO of Galileo and spokesman for the satellite phone store. And Robert is a satellite and off-grid communications expert working in the preparedness community for over 10 years. He has his own podcast, Blazing Press, that airs on Rumble and is a free speech activist. Robert is a minister to an online church and the father of five children. And we are so excited to have him. InfoWarsOffGrid.com. InfoWars, one word, InfoWarsOffGrid.com. So, Bob Houck, good to have you here, ladies and gentlemen. It's so good to have you. Tell us about this incredibly easy-to-use product.
It's a great product, Alex. As you know, you've probably been looking into it. It's a device that connects directly to your cell phone. Actually, they have a package where you can get a cell phone and the Bivy together, and you don't even have to have it connected to the internet or to cellular service, and it will Bluetooth directly to your Bivy device. They have it pre-programmed if you get the package, the full package, which also includes Galileo service for, you know, a monthly service, which is it's like a social media satellite network kind of set up on the side where you can talk to your or get your information from social media influencers like yourself. And what it does is basically they send you a cell phone and a Bivy, and it connects to satellite. So this becomes your keypad. You can send messages directly through the Bivy to a satellite. Now, you can send messages directly through internet or cellular data, but if it's ever down, it'll default to the satellite communicator. So any kind of, you know, disaster or, God forbid, we get hacked like a SolarWind hack, you know how that went a while back. Canada was all out not too long ago. I mean, the whole grid seemed to be down in Canada, and people were freaking out because they couldn't even use their cell phones. This is a great way to keep in touch. You know, we have disasters periodically in the country, whether it's hurricanes or earthquakes, but who knows what may be coming ahead with all the political turmoil. I'm kind of just bracing myself after I listen to a lot of your great commentary and giving heads up on things that are to come and how you've been so accurate. I'm just kind of hoping that you're not that accurate. You know what I'm saying, Alex? Because you've been very accurate.
Brother, I hear you. Well, what's exciting is you guys have satellite phones right now. People want them at InfoWarsOffTheGrid.com. But this system takes any system and it makes it untraceable. They don't know where you are, and you can send messages. This is the future.
Mm-hmm. And what it is, it's basically encrypted. So it's short burst communication, whereas a satellite data is more of a stream of data. This will actually alert five people that you designate if you need to let them know where you're at. Let's just say the grid goes down and you've got friends and family in different parts of the country or state, wherever you live. You want them to know where you're at. Well,
and that's key. I would use the term above the grid. This is direct satellite.
This is direct satellite, directly to satellite. And the most secure communication is Bivy to Bivy. Now, if you can text directly from your Bluetooth to Bivy, without any cellular service or internet, you can text to anybody that has a text. If they're on grid somewhere else in the world, you could literally be out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. You could be in the Antarctic. You're going to get a signal wherever you're at on planet Earth.
So this is next level.
This is next level. And so you're communicating with people and letting them know if they need to, let's say everything goes down and they need to get to where you're at. Well, there's no gas and there's no electricity, and so they get on a bicycle, they're going to be able to find you if you're hiding under a rock in some out in the middle area woods, they're going to know exactly your location if you let them know. Now, you don't have to let them know, but this is only for people. Now, they have...
So it's also an emergency location device. So whether you're in the oil fields of Alaska or whether you're in Tajikistan, whatever, you need this.
Yes. Now, you can sign up for the service where you just press a panic button and the local first responders will get the message of where you're at. But you don't have to sign up, and you can do this anonymously. The phone comes with loaded software to the bivvy. And
let's be clear, they sign up for the service, they get the phone and this device.
Yes, they get the phone and the device, plus you get insurance in case anything ever happens on either the phone or the bivvy, and you also get the monthly service at Galileo, which connects you to your favorite influencer like Mike Adams or Alex Jones or myself or anybody out there that's on there. I think Steve Quayle's on there, and there's a whole bunch of others, but that will get you instant messages directly to your cell phone or through your
bivvy. And again, we're doing InfoWarsOffGrid.com so you can measure as a sponsor. You're getting support to keep us on air. This is a device everybody needs. But in case they miss that URL, what's the general URL, Robert?
The general URL is sat123.com. But InfoWarsOffGrid is a great, URL that you can go. It'll take you to the same exact place.
Man, all I got to tell you is I've ordered 5 of these, and this is amazing. I mean, this is everybody needs this for what we're going into. People need this. Well, plus, Alex, it funds the operation.
We just had a meeting with a global first responder operation, and they are talking about having this and putting it out to all of their connections, government, first responders, fire, police. And they're in Australia, different countries. They have different countries all connected to this big network. And they're looking at this very seriously about sending this out to a global, to their global network. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with, in fact, I was going to drop just so that you know who they are. It was, let me see if I can remember the name there. I forgot the name. I'm sorry. I just.
Hey, brother, you're real. You're not reading all the teleprompter. We love you. InfoWarsOffGrid.com or Sat123.
Yeah, sat123.com, sat123.com.
Well, what's insane is you guys have been sold out of cell phones for a while. Sat phones are finally back in. You guys have it on the side as well. But this little baby is the next level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, sat phones, because of the grid down and or the supply chain breakdown in China, having a lot of the control of what we produce now all comes from China, whether it's chips or, well, they come from Taiwan, but can you imagine if they take over Taiwan, what's going to happen? Well, I tell you, but the supply chain.
Isn't like 80% of the key chips are made there?
Yeah. Everything comes out of there. And I mean, everything would literally shut down if they took China or Taiwan over. And it's really frightening. But when we saw what happened with that recent, supply chain choke on the shipping, it affected everything. Food. It affected everything, and including components for your cars, trucks, tractor equipment.
But the mother, necessity's the mother of invention, though. So I knew you guys. I was talking to you 2 years ago. You had this in line. Thank God it came through. This is even better.
Yes. Well, what was great is Satellite Phone Store had stocked up because they saw this coming a year and a half ago. So they stocked up on cell phones, and they were the only store out there that had them.
Oh,
in
and
stock.
That's the key. Let's not lie. You guys would be a great sponsor, except you sell out. You've got them now. You don't sell something unless you have them now. Get this, the phone and the free system when you sign up for service right now at InfoWarsOffGrid.com, InfoWarsOffGrid.com. We'll come right back with Bob Houck, the leader of the New York penal colony. I'm just having some fun with that. Did you know there's a character who escaped from New York named after you?
Yeah, well, is it Snake Bliston? Is that what his name was?
Yeah, we're going to come right back with it. The Cavalry. For your immune system, the cavalry for your health, and the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived, a 360 win. Almost sold out for a year, DNA Force Plus, with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off
out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now. We brought the game-changing product, previously only available to major oil companies around the world, to the civilian market 2 years ago, the BioPros, for septic tanks, for porta-potties, for RVs, for your drains, your boats. It goes on and on. It'll eat the oil off of your driveway if you just add water. But it's been so successful now, we're selling it to major RV parks, pig farms, you name it, because this stuff will eat anything that is organic. And it's exclusively available at TheBioPros.com and now InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of this for almost a year, but we made a major purchase, and it is now in stock for whatever your need is at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find instructional videos and more information at InfoWarsStore.com or TheBioPros.com. Made in America, powered by God's great creation. It is amazing, and it funds the InfoWar. Ladies and gentlemen, if millions of people get this book, our funding problems will be over, and it's starting to happen. That's why I said, yeah, go to InfoWarsStore.com, get the book, and start shipping in a couple weeks, The Great Reset and the War for the World. But I said go to Amazon, because it's the number one book chart in the world, and if it goes to number one, not of political, not of history, not of U.S. history, it's already number one over 40 categories, like political science, you name it. 40-plus categories, it's number one. Ladies and gentlemen, drum roll, please. Of books in the world, The Great Reset and the War for the World is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We are now number 9 in the world. Woo! This is major. This is political. This could fund our war chest. Just go to Amazon.com, everybody, and buy 10 copies. Send this blueprint to the Death Star and the New World Order, because you read this, you know their whole plan how to stop them. Get The Great Reset, The War of the World now. It's going to go to number one. What do you make of that? DNA Force Plus, after almost a year of being out of stock, is now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. PQQ and CoQ10 are on record as making the telomeres in your DNA last longer. This is as close as the fountain of youth as you're going to get. And on top of that, this great product funds the InfoWar, which defends liberty and freedom and your Second Amendment and your First Amendment and so much more at a critical time. So it is a true 360 win-win situation when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get DNA Force Plus, finally, our flagship product, back in stock. It keeps us on the air, and it's going to sell out quick. But despite that, we're offering it for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com to support our longtime viewers and listeners, and for new folks to take advantage of it.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
S.D. Pliskin, American, Lieutenant, Special Forces Unit, Black Blight. Two Purple Hearts, Leningrad and Siberia. Youngest man to be decorated by the President. He robbed the Federal Reserve Depository. Life sentence, New York Maximum Security Penitentiary. I'm ready to kick your ass out of the world, war hero.
Who are you?
Hauk. Police Commissioner.
Bob Hauk.
Special Forces Unit Texas Thunder. We heard of you too, Pliskin.
Why are we talking?
I have a deal for you.
Bob Hauk is on the line. All right, man. All I can tell you is every listener needs one of these. They'll be sold out soon. It's incredibly badass technology, so easy to use. Explain to people the free phone and the free satellite uplink system
and how they get it right now while they still can at InfoWarsOffGrid.com.
Well, you can get this right now, while supplies last, and if there's ever any major event that happens, which I don't see as something that I do see something happening the way things are going. The way the news cycle is nowadays, it's like something big is happening every day and setting up for something much larger. And if anything does happen on a large scale, whatever, it could be war in another country that affects us. Maybe we get involved. You're going to see these disappear. These are going to disappear just like the satellite phones did. Everybody's going to get them. The same thing happened with sat phones. Like I said, these are not satellite phones, but they are text messaging devices that are satellite. And I think they're almost as important of a tool as a satellite phone. Not to mention all the other devices people like ham and sidebands or whatever, but these are great, but they will disappear if there is something that goes down.
Oh yeah, so, sideband and shortwave's great. You know, my uncle was like the world champion of that, like age 10. That's all important. It's how the government still communicates with the submarines. But the average person doesn't have ham radio operating equipment or know how to use it. This is something direct to SAT that is reliable that everybody needs right now.
Yeah. And the government or the military uses the Iridium network. The Iridium network is a very, there's only four networks in the whole world and there's two in the United States. Iridium network is what the military uses. And they came in and they bought up all the satellite phones without question because satellite phone store, I mean, and they still have some in now. They just did get a new shipment, but they're still very thin on the satellite phones, but these we have some of, but like I said, your audience may buy them all up. So, I encourage everybody to go get one now while there's still the time, because whenever the big events happen, and we told our audience, because I do a broadcast myself, to a much smaller audience, by the way. But
no, we've heard of you. We've heard of you, Bob Houck, Texas Force Special Thunder. Tell us about your show. Tell us about it right now.
Can I tell you a little story about yourself? And this goes back to Newtown. Well, I've known about you ever since the beginning, about 2010. People would say, I was on YouTube doing my thing. I started YouTube and people would say, you sound like Alex Jones. And I was like, who's Alex Jones? I would just be out there talking about.
I love that point. It's not that we're listening to each other. We know the truth.
Exactly. And I would be talking about scripture and Bible and how it relates to world events. And people would say, you sound like Alex Jones. I kept hearing that. And so I said, okay, who is this Alex Jones? I went and checked him out. And I'm like, okay, I was really. The pieces were put together on some things that I didn't know that I was like, wow, this guy's right on the same wavelength that I am. They were right. Well, I got to tell you this story. I've had an online fellowship church that I've had ever since 2010. And we've always met, in smaller groups on the side of my show. And one day we felt really led to pray for you. And this is an honest to God, true story with my friends
to
verify this. Holy Spirit, we felt led to pray for you and we prayed for you. And I don't know what it was, but I really believe it was the Holy Spirit that told us to pray for you. Within that week, Newtown took place. I'm not going to even go into the name because it's got such a stigma, but you know what I'm talking about. Newtown happened. What ended up happening is that week you played my video. Tell me this isn't amazing. You played my video that I had shown the actual map where it said the word right there on the map of from the Dark Knight Rising. And it was all about, isn't that weird? Why would that name be on the map of the Dark Knight Rising?
Well, that's lesser magic. They've got to say it before they do it.
Exactly. And so what happened that week, you prayed on the broadcast. You talked about the Lord. You talked about how this was a terrible event. I even think you wept on that broadcast and it mentioned our name. And I said, look at that, guys. We prayed for him and look at what happened. And then guess what? Then I'm supposed to be on your show on Friday, the day that you got sued. Tell me that's not divine orchestration.
No, God's real. God's 100% real.
You had to put me off because you were in court that day. But I'll tell you what. I always thought, and I always wanted to contact you about that and tell you, I tried twice. That was, before I could get through, but I really felt that that was from God and that God was going to protect you going into the future, whatever was going to come. And it ended up being that was what they went after. So, you know, the Lord
exactly.
knows.
They want to use it against the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. So people say, how are you taking it? We have thousands of children dying a week from these shots. We have pure evil happening. What's happening to us as adults is nothing compared to the children. And this is all part of God's plan. We just got to be steadfast and truthful, and God will win in the end.
And I got to say something about you too, Alex. I see you out there doing the work, not just talking about it. You know, I have to bring up Isaiah 58. This is what the way I see what you're doing. It says, it talks about how, you know, the religious elites out there, and I'm going to liken it in a way to your political stance, because I think it's not just political. I think what you have is a heart for what is true. You know, it truly is an info war. You know, in the beginning was the word. It was a message. It was a concept. It was an idea. It was what was true. And there's also a false truth, a false light. And that's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Well, you're wanting to get that message out to the people, and there's a battle, and it's a spiritual battle. It's not just a political battle. It's a kingdom, not of this world, but the kingdoms of the world are threatened by it, right? Because it is within the heart. So one of the things that I saw today when I was thinking about this, I was thinking, you know, Alex is out there on the front lines, just like with these kids out there on the border. You're calling attention to what's happening. Just like your previous guest, really great guest you had on there. Buzz, amazing. But it talks about the elites that say they're fasting. They say they're doing religious service to God. They have all these trappings of religiosity, but they don't really do what they preach. And who was the Samaritan was the one that did, instead of what the religious people did, walking past the guy that was dying, the Samaritan went and picked up the guy that was on the side of the road, and they helped him. And Jesus said, who was really doing the love of God? It wasn't the religious people that were trying to be holy. It was the guy who helped. So I want to read you this one passage that I really thought encapsulates the heart of what you're doing here at InfoWars. Is this not the kind of fasting that I have chosen? To loose the chains of injustice, to untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free, and to break every yoke of bondage. Is it not to share your food with the hungry? To provide the poor wanderer with shelter, when you see the naked to clothe them, and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood, then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go out before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call upon the Lord, and he will answer you. You will cry for help, and he will say, here I am. If you do away with the yoke of oppression, with the pointing of the finger and malicious talk, and if you spend yourselves in behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness, and the light and your night will become like noonday. The Lord will guide you always, and he will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land, and he will strengthen your frame. And that's what we're praying for you, Alex. We're praying for our country. We're praying for everyone that has a hope and a desire for freedom and that really wants truth to be reestablished, to build up the ancient paths and restore, you know, a restorer of the paths and the ancient ways, because we've lost it. We've lost touch with our history. And I see you as keeping, as well as many other great patriots that you talk about. There's a lot of people out there like us, Alex, and we have to all stand together.
We do, Bob.
You know, and we have to
stay
pray.
There. You got
to
come back on soon. Let's do 5 more minutes and Kate Daly takes over. So much important things to talk about. We'll be right back. Stay with us. The cavalry for your immune system, the cavalry for your health, and the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived. A 360 win. Almost sold out for a year, DNA Force Plus, with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And
despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now. DNA Force Plus, after almost a year of being out of stock, is now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. PQQ and CoQ10 are on record as making the telomeres in your DNA last longer. This is as close as the Fountain of Youth as you're going to get. And on top of that, this great product funds the InfoWar, which defends liberty and freedom and your Second Amendment and your First Amendment and so much more at a critical time. So it is a true 360 win-win situation when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get DNA Force Plus, finally, our flagship product, back in stock. It keeps us on the air, and it's going to sell out quick. But despite that, we're offering it for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com to support our longtime viewers and listeners and for new folks to take advantage of it.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
S.D. Pliskin, American, Lieutenant, Special Forces Unit Black Light. Two Purple Hearts, Leningrad and Siberia. Youngest man to be decorated by the president. He robbed the Federal Reserve Depository. Life sentence, New York Maximum Security Penitentiary. I'm ready to kick your ass out of the world, war hero.
Who are you?
Hauk, Police Commissioner.
Bob Hauk.
Special Forces Unit Texas Thunder. We heard of you too, Pliskin.
Why are we talking?
I have a deal for you. You receive full pardon for every criminal action you've committed in the United States. It was an accident. About an hour ago, a small jet went down inside New York City. The president was on board.
President of what?
That's not funny, Pliskin. You go in, find the president, bring him out in 24 hours, and you're a free man.
24 hours, huh?
I'm making you an offer.
Bullshit.
Straight, just like I said.
I'll think about it.
No time. Give me an answer.
Get a new president.
We're still at war, Pliskin. We need him alive.
I don't give a fuck about your war. Or your president.
Is that your answer?
I'm thinking about it.
Think hard.
Bob Hauk joins us now from InfoWarsOffGrid.com with an incredible product that funds the InfoWar that everybody should have now and get initiated into off-grid satellite communications. Give us a two-minute pitch on why they should go to off-grid right now, InfoWarsOffGrid.com.
Well, you can get yourself connected in case there's ever a major disaster, and we know that they've been telegraphing in the news about potential nuclear events in connection with the Trump raid. You never know what they're thinking or what they're going to do. You know, if it is a global war that breaks out, or I mean, there's such a huge potential, you want to have the ability to connect to your loved ones in case of a grid down. Now, the SolarWind hack back a few years ago was a very big hack, and they said that was a could set a precedence for things to come. And if they could shut down government, you know, infrastructure, critical infrastructure, you're talking about potentially lights, electricity, you know, energy, gas, diesel, food. We got so many crises unfolding right now. Why wouldn't you want to have an extra backup? And this is a very cheap solution monthly to be able to have that little bit of insurance. And I say this is personal insurance to keep you in touch with loved ones that might not be in your, you know, local vicinity. And that way, you know, you always have the ability, unless of course they decide to destroy all satellites, you're going to have the ability to communicate to loved ones. And I think that's the most important thing, is keeping touch, keeping communications open.
Well, that's a good point you make. I mean, New York a month ago ran nuclear war drills saying tune to local radio. That won't be on the air, but satellites will be during a nuclear war. It's just that simple. One of the basic things people need is this sat phone connector to any cell phone. Everybody should go to InfoWarsOffGrid.com and get it right now.
Yes, they should. And, you know, you're supporting the InfoWar. I'm going to get myself some of that DNA force. I tell you, if they're messing with the genome and the DNA and they're trying to edit it, I'm going to get some of that DNA force to make sure that everything is perfect in my body.
There's no doubt it counters that. All right, Bob Howe, thank you so much for the time. Look forward to speaking to you again. And come on as a guest and talk about your ministry and what you're doing, brother. We love you.
Okay, thank you very much, Alex. Love you, too. We got a lot of people praying for you.
I need it. All right, Kate Daly is about to take over. Then Owen Schroyer in 55 minutes. With the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. Central, Infowars.com/show and band.video. And we got a great audience of amazing activists. But when you get activated, when you spread the articles, when you spread the links, it's unstoppable. So please realize you're the tip of the spear. Be right back with Kate Daly.
Infowars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light, we have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset, and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the articles, share the videos, and please fund us while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin mineral fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
Hi, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your host for the hour, and from the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. I am marked safe today from criticizing, just merely criticizing the FBI raids, as I was warned. Liz Cheney's delusional speeches, Dick Cheney's non-blinking, psychotic anger, and the IRS agent SWAT teams that are moving in for the kill. I feel safe. I'm not safe from chemtrails, but totally safe from those four things for the next 24 hours, I hope. Also, this just in, I just wanted to say, this is a true headline from Daily Tech News. Wind-powered cargo ships are about to change history as they move goods through the ocean now. Possible launch of these wind-powered ships is due to make their official breakthrough in 2024. This was breaking news. Wind-powered ships. What a time to be alive in 2022. Now all they need is a band of pirates. I know where they can get a slew of them. How about Washington, for starters? And how about every nook and cranny city and county in the country that's being taken over? So I was up at 7 this morning, and I do research well into the night, every night, and I usually do 4 or 5 hours a day. That's no joke for 10 years. Okay. And I was already tired of the left, right paradigm headlines. I just hate it. It's just getting old. I wonder if they're getting tired of putting forth these narratives, because I'm getting tired of reading them. But of course, Liz was fired. Every so often, they seem to sacrifice one of their little sacrificial lambs, those doing their bidding, you know, to the gods, to Satan, and then give Dominion software a rest. So, especially after we realized that we have 180,000 IRS agents plus to take your assets. They don't want your money. They can print money. They can print money. They can print all the money they wish to, like they've been doing for decades. But they want your assets, and they want your kids. You thought I was going to say asses, didn't you? They want your asses. They want your assets and they want your kids. That's what they want. That's what they're after. And it is. It's terrifying. But today I want to bring you some working research in this hour because I feel like I can bring you some facts and then you can decide if it's some sort of conspiracy theory. I bet that just made the FBI so happy for me to say that. But spoiler alert, this is a conspiracy of several people. So I'll go over the facts and then you get to decide, okay? But this is a big deal, what I'm about to talk about, because it turns COVID-19 and it turns the entire narrative of the medical cabal on its head. So you decide. I know that whenever I hear the word toxicology, my brain kind of shuts off because of the last 2.5 years having to deal with all these horrendous lies and headlines. And yours might too, but don't let it, because you're going to want to hear this, okay? And it's going to come from my research I've done over the last 2 years on this subject. And then also William Engdahl did a great piece at williamengdahl.com, a toxicology piece. And so that's why I say the word toxicology. But you're not going to be able to forget what I'm about to spell out because it's that vital. So I'm going to take you back 100 years. We had several outbreaks of really unique symptoms back in 1907, 1915, and 16. Outbreak of sickness in New York City and New Jersey kind of were where the hubs were. So keep that in mind. The director of the Rockefeller Institute, his name was Simon Flexner,
MD.
Simon Flexner. Remember that name. It's kind of like a Dick Cheney. Funny, whenever I see Dick Cheney, I always think 9/11. Why is that? Anyway, Dick Cheney. Ugh. So that's kind of a Dick Cheney guy, Simon Flexner. And this was a huge opportunity to come up with a new discovery, a brand new discovery that the world had never known. And he was about to deliver it to you. Here he is, director of Rockefeller Institute. And what his discovery was he and Paul Lewis, was this invisible thing that they, invisible to the naked eye, that they wanted to call a virus. They named it a virus. And they said that it was caused all these couple of outbreaks that were just kind of strange with strange symptoms, called it poliomyelitis. I'm like the name murderer, so you know that. Anyway, poliomyelitis. So the word poliomyelitis simply means this: inflammation of the spinal cord's gray matter. And there were about 2,500 or more New Yorkers, mostly kids, and they had this form of poliomyelitis, including paralysis and even death. Not all of them, but some of them. And orthopedic surgeons at the time began to kind of find this number of paralyzed children all of a sudden. They couldn't figure out why. So from 1900 to 1950s, every key phase of the business was controlled by people that were tied to the Rockefeller medical cabal. And I'll explain this. I'll explain how they did this. The fraud started with claims by the director of the Rockefeller Institute, Simon Flexner, that he and Paul Lewis, his colleague, had isolated a pathogen. This is where it's important to realize this. They isolated this pathogen, invisible, even smaller than bacteria, they said, which they claimed was causing paralysis, sickness in the series of these outbreaks. Okay. And the reason I'm talking about this today is because whenever you talk about vaccines or medicine, and we're going to be talking more about vaccines because I know they have a whole bushel more to sell you, to push you into, is that everybody plays the polio trump card. So we're about to blow that out of the water. So how did they isolate this new invisible thing that they were declaring to the world, the Rockefeller Institute, as a new discovery? How did they do that? Well, here's the facts. In a paper published in 1909, in the Journal of the American Medical Association, the AMA, Simon Flexner claimed that he and Lewis had isolated poliomyelitis virus that was responsible, and they reported that they successfully passaged poliomyelitis through several monkeys, from monkey to monkey. Now, I know you're asking yourself, why did they have to do that? It's a good question. They began by injecting diseased human spinal cord tissue of a young boy who had died, presumably from this invisible virus that they claimed to be a virus. And they took this spinal cord, this diseased spinal cord tissue, and they put it into the brains of monkeys. Seriously? Yeah. They put it into the brains of monkeys. And after the monkey fell ill, a suspension of its diseased spinal cord tissue was injected into the brains of other monkeys, and they fell ill. They proclaimed that the Rockefeller Institute doctors had proven poliomyelitis virus causality for the mystery disease. Why did they have to inject the brains of monkeys with diseased spinal cord to discover a virus? Why did they have to take that step? Seems odd, doesn't it? If you have a bacteria, something's wrong with you. It's really easy to go, well, there's a bacteria. We can see that under the microscope. This is something that is affecting you, right? And many of the things that we incurred, like Black Plague and all these things, were bacterias. And we also had poor sanitation, and that's how things spread, okay? So why did they have to inject this into the brains of monkeys? Why couldn't they just take the sample of spinal cord tissue and tell you what was in it? Why couldn't they do that? Ah, this is where it gets so interesting. Wouldn't a virus, if it was an actual thing, be able to just be identified on its own? You'd be surprised. When I had Judy Mikovits on, I asked her if virus had to be taken from somebody, a swab, like snot, whatever it is, and it had to be processed or passaged through five different things, kidney cells, which are really easily like diseased, monkey kidney cells, and all these different things, then to show you what virus you have. Did you know that? The sample has to be drugged through disease in order to tell you that you're sick. Ooh, that's a really big tell on what I'm about to tell you as well. So Flexner and Lewis admitted that we failed utterly to discover bacteria as a cause, either in film preparations or in cultures that could account for the disease. And since among our long series of propagations of this virus, no one showed in the lesions, they basically said this. We decided that it was going to be this new discovery called a virus because we couldn't find a bacteria, not because they proved it was ever a virus. They never proved it, ever. Virus was a made-up word. They just couldn't prove it was a bacteria, so they came to an assumption. You have to stay tuned for the rest of this. I'll be right back. I'm Kate Daly, your guest.
Several years ago, I approached one of the top companies in the U.S. that supplies the highest quality signature-reducing Faraday cages to the Pentagon and other U.S. government agencies. And now they have produced specifically for us this made-in-America high-end line at a very affordable price. Whether it's small pouches that protect your cell phone or big pouches that protect laptops and iPads or big bags that promote whatever electronics you want to put in it, like desktop computers, it is all exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com under the Redux name. Redux is InfoWars, taking the highest quality products and bringing them directly to you at InfoWarsStore.com. In this insane world, you are crazy if you don't protect your signature, your identity, from identity theft, hackers, criminals, corporations, governments. This is one of the hottest items out there today, and it's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
DNA Force Plus, after almost a year of being out of stock, is now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. PQQ and CoQ10 are on record as making the telomeres in your DNA last longer. This is as close as the fountain of youth as you're going to get. And on top of that, this great product funds the InfoWar, which defends liberty and freedom and your Second Amendment and your First Amendment and so much more at a critical time. So it is a true 360 win-win situation when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get DNA Force Plus, finally our flagship product, back in stock. It keeps us on the air, and it's going to sell out quick. But despite that, we're offering it for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com to support our longtime viewers and listeners and for new folks to take advantage of it.
People say Alex Jones is crazy. He's a conspiracy theory guy. He's a nutcase. You got these rants and all that. What they miss is that this guy's ahead of the curve on so many different topics of signal, not noise. If you look at the signal and you compare that to PBS and NPR and BBC, and we'll do what Alex Jones put out there versus what your collective body has put out there. And if you're a sentient human being and just watching it, you say, well, God, Alex Jones was ahead of this. Not only that, he kind of explained it. You are one of the great thinkers of this. That is very rare. You've got to go back almost to the revolutionary generation and see that. In this new book, I got to tell you, when Tony Lyons first approached me, I read this thing. I go, this is it. This is no beach read. You're not going to be flipping pages here. You're going to be having a pen out, and you're going to be underlining stuff.
The Great Reset by Alex Jones. Order your copy now at Amazon or InfoWarsStore.com. We are now living in the void, sliding towards collapse in the strange space between what we've known and what's to come. And right now, the most important thing to remember is don't panic. Stay calm, because now is the time that we must get our bearings and steer the ship onto a safe, sound course. There is nothing stopping we the people from making our own rules and building our own society. All we got to do is survive the crash. And right now, we still have time to prepare. The world fiat currency system is racing towards zero. It's time to convert it into hard assets now, including food, water, and survival gear to keep us strong and at the ready. Go to preparetoday.com for the essentials. Storable foods, water filtration, first aid, power, and more at preparetoday.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. So glad you're listening today. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. Glad to be here from katedalyradio.com and the Kate Daly Show. Well, I'm also marked safe from monkeypox. I forgot that one because I'm a heterosexual female. Yeah. Anyway. They're trying to sell that hard, and I hope people aren't paying attention to that. There's going to be a lot of these, and maybe today's show will have some impact on the way you view the world and on your perspective. I'm hoping that happens. By the way, you're hearing about all these supplements. Get them in bulk right now. I have a feeling that so many of these things will end up being outlawed. Pharma has to win, and we might as well name the country. Seriously, while they're renaming all the forts, Fort Bragg and all these different names, renaming them, we might as well just rename America Pfizerica. I mean, we are bought and sold by Pfizer now. So because Pfizer is so dangerous, let me tell you the path that they took to get themselves into the medical cabal. This is really interesting, and really interesting what they admitted to when they came up with this invention called a virus, okay? So Simon Flexner, Rockefeller Institute, and Paul Lewis, who isolated this so-called virus, admitted, and I quote, "We failed to obtain such bacteria from the human material studied by us. We felt that they could be excluded from consideration," meaning we just didn't find bacteria. So we came up with a whole new discovery instead of finding out what it really was. So convenient. Anyway. Especially when you're trying to make a name for yourself. So what they did was make this bizarre claim, a leap of faith, not a scientific claim. It was never based on any science. Based on greed, based on a takeover, never on any science. I love the word science, don't you? Anyway, where is Bill Nye, the entertainer guy, when you need him, right? So they took their hypothesis of this thing, and they said they had made it a fact with no proof whatsoever. And they said, therefore, the infecting agent of the epidemic, polio, belongs to the class of the minute and filterable viruses that have not thus far been demonstrated because, you know, we just made it up. So we really can't demonstrate it with certainty under the microscope. You get that, right? They couldn't show you what it is on its own. They can't take a sample from you and show you a virus. They have to passage it, dredge it through five different diseases, comes out on the other end, and then they say you have this particular virus. It's very crafty. It's very clever. Simon Flexner simply asserted it must be named this discovery of polio that was killing the monkeys instead of, you know, what they were like injecting into them because they couldn't find any other explanation. So this was not scientific isolation. It was just speculation assumptions. And honestly, they just wanted to come up with something new. So they admitted this in December 18th, 1909, in the JAMA, I should say that better. The Nature of the Virus of Epidemic Poliomyelitis. Sounds really like, oh, we got this nailed, doesn't it? Sounds really medically. Okay, the so-called virus they were injecting into the monkeys wasn't pure. Get this. It wasn't just a virus sample either from the infected. This is what they put into it. Pureed spinal cord, fecal matter, flies were ground up. Yeah, flies. And they also, they injected this into the monkeys to induce paralysis. Well, I'm sure it was if you put all those foreign diseases and grotesque things right into a brain. I'm sure it would. It also contained an undetermined amount of contaminants along with it that were unnamed, you know, in the other category. So until Jonas Salk came along and won approval for the U.S. government in April 1955 for the polio vaccine, which, by the way, was already starting to wane. It was already going down. It was actually unneeded at that point. No scientific proof of existence of a virus causing poliomyelitis or infantile paralysis is what they used to call it. That became the infantile paralysis was the first thing that the government really supported on research, government money, your money. And they came up with that eventually became the March of Dimes. You'll recognize that. So what they did was the medical world took over Flexner's word that it has to be a virus. Just has to be. It was acclaimed by everyone. So if you're Simon Flexner and you work for Rockefeller, what do you want? Oh, you want everybody to acclaim and say how wonderful you are and that you did this thing. You didn't, but it helps to have some good press, you know, like when so much of our mainstream media is owned. So he arranged for his brother, Abraham Flexner, who was only a school teacher, no medical background whatsoever, to head a joint study with the American Medical Association. Remember, no medical background. He went around to all of the schools, all of the medical schools at the time. There were 165 of them. And they took this new Flexner report. Sounds official, doesn't it? And they closed down half of the medical schools. And they said that they just needed to be closed down. That's all there was to it. The school teachers walking around going, yep, you and you, like Oprah, you get a car, like you get, you know, you get to get closed and you get to get closed. That sort of thing. It changed everything we know about the medical world because it was a kind of a silent takeover. And what they did was they deemed them that they weren't, you know, hip enough to go along with the AMA and be controlled. And they liked their homeopathic remedies and the country doctor up to that point. They didn't, this is how they trained. They trained the country doctors that were solving problems left and right without all the side effects of pharma. So what do you have to do if you're trying to have a takeover and you invent something called a virus? You want to control the medical school. So that's all they learn about, right? And so they also take it as fact. It's really easy to do that when you own the medical schools and you get rid of any medical schools that won't go along with you. Smart, very smart. So the Flexner report from the Rockefeller Institute wanted to destroy medicine and replace it with pharma. So really what they were saying was, we want to get rid of health and we want to replace it with pharma. And the outcome of the report was very predetermined. So the Rockefellers and the AMA were about to take over, and the Rockefeller money went into all these select schools, and they were able to vet all the professors, right? And they were actually able to target chiropractic, osteopaths, independent, holistic, you know, schools, just so they can make it so that you had to join the AMA. It's very smart. The Rockefeller money went to all of this, and they had to accept Pasteur's germ theory of disease. They had to accept it. There was no debate, which claims one germ to one disease reductionism. Rockefeller-controlled media launched a coordinated witch hunt against all these different forms of alternative medicine. And that's when things like marijuana, all these different things started to be demonized by the Flexner Report. They started to demonize any kind of natural vitamin, herbal remedy, and chiropractic. Why? Because pharma, when they started all their chemical use and they started making all these chemicals, right? They wanted those chemicals to win, and they wanted those chemicals that were used in World War II with the Nazis. I mean, they really wanted these chemicals to prevail, and they were about to. So the Rockefeller Institute's virology laboratory came about. That's how it came about. That's how they named it. It was a brand new entire field of study. Not only that, its own laboratory, its own independent field, separate from bacteriology during the 1920s. Isn't that crazy? And they realized they could manipulate far easier. Just claim the deadly pathogens were invisible germs. Easy stuff. Be right back on The Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host.
DNA Force Plus, after almost a year of being out of stock, is now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. PQQ and CoQ10 are on record as making the telomeres in your DNA last longer. This is as close as the fountain of youth as you're going to get. And on top of that, this great product funds the InfoWar, which defends liberty and freedom and your Second Amendment and your First Amendment and so much more at a critical time. So it is a true 360 win-win situation when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get DNA Force Plus, finally, our flagship product, back in stock. It keeps us on the air, and it's going to sell out quick. But despite that, we're offering it for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com to support our longtime viewers and listeners and for new folks to take advantage of it.
Alex Jones expanded his broadcast by selling a line of products focused on healing from the toxic world of a corrupt system, which has allowed InfoWars to remain a free public broadcast to combat the dangerous lies of the mainstream media.
Alex Jones is patient zero for alternative facts.
Do you understand what I have said?
Yes, I believe what I said was true. So I don't.
Yes, you believe everything you say is true, but it isn't. Your beliefs do not make something true. That is what we're doing here.
There's going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate.
The InfoWars audience has mobilized and awakened the world to the threat that is globalism. And with your continued support, we will keep going. Join us now and support the InfoWar.
People say Alex Jones is crazy. He's a conspiracy theory guy. He's a nutcase. He got these rants and all that. What they miss is that this guy's ahead of the curve on so many different topics of signal, not noise. If you look at the signal and you compare that to PBS and NPR and BBC, and we'll do what Alex Jones put out there versus what your collective body has put out there. And if you're a sentient human being and just watching it, you say, well, God, Alex Jones was ahead of this. Not only that, he kind of explained it. You are one of the great thinkers of this. That is very rare. You've got to go back almost to the revolutionary generation and see that. In this new book, I got to tell you, when Tony Lyons first approached me, I read this thing. I go, this is it. This is no beach read. You're not going to be flipping pages here. You're going to be having a pen out, and you're going to be underlining stuff.
The Great Reset by Alex Jones. Order your copy now at Amazon or InfoWarsStore.com.
The cavalry for your immune system. The cavalry for your health. And the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived, a 360 win. Almost sold out for a year, DNA Force Plus, with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you.
Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. So, ironically, the word virus comes from Latin. You know the meaning? Poison. Yeah. Poison. Anyway, I know. Fun fact. Virology was a creation of the Rockefeller medical cabal. Let me repeat that. Virology was a creation of the Rockefellers, the medical cabal, the takeover. And in medicine, you know, diseases like smallpox, measles, poliomyelitis declared to be caused by invisible pathogens, specific viruses, right? If scientists could isolate the invisible virus, theoretically, they could find vaccines to protect people from harm. Wow. So their theory was then launched. And the government got in on financing an entire vaccine program. An entire vaccine program built on the back of pharma, who, by the way, had done their experimentation in World War II. And we're ready to go. That's really something I think that needs to sink in for people to see this in the big picture, because the perspective of what we've been taught and how Truman-y this Truman Show really is vital to us fighting this. It is. You have to know what game you're playing in order to fight it, right? So they never proved it was contagious. They never proved it was infectious or a disease caused by an airborne virus. Now it's starting to make sense why the doctors and nurses and doctor's offices of sick people don't get sick. When your spouse has the flu, you don't get the flu. When somebody in your household had what they called COVID, you didn't get it. Why is that? How could that be if it's so rampant, so infectious, that you must wear a hazmat suit with a hose coming out of your head? Because that was a lie. So the lie of the contagious infectious disease caused by an airborne virus was launched. And then, of course, you have to have the solution, kind of like how they developed the vaccine before they even named COVID. It was so simple because they already had the shots ready. You already have them in production. You don't need to know what the virus is. You already have the cure. I like that. It's backwards, but I like it, right? If you can control a populace by saying that people can spread it, because back in the day, people were told to wear masks and cover up and stay home, then, of course, you have all the control in the world, right? All you have to do is say it's highly contagious. And so they even admitted that they had not proven how the disease even enters the body of a human being. And as one experienced doctor pointed out in a medical journal, they said, our present knowledge of the possible methods of contagion is based almost entirely upon the work done in this city at the Rockefeller Institute. Interesting how they're the only ones that seem to know all about virology and no one else. Amazing. So there was some pushback. Several doctors came out and said, you know, this is not a thing. This is not a finding. What in the world are we doing? But they had to have three things happen during this time. There was a plan, a conspiracy between the people at Rockefeller and the AMA, and they wanted public health. And in a free society, you don't need public health. They wanted public health controlled at a federal level. They wanted Johns Hopkins to be the mouthpiece and training ground for the medical cabal. During the COVID thing, Blovid, what did you often hear about? You often heard Johns Hopkins telling you what was going on, right? And then they honestly invented that brand new thing called virus so they could come up with an entire vaccine program at a time when we had great sanitation and we did not need a vaccine program. But they were going to push it on the people and they were going to tell you you needed it and make you very, very, very afraid. So during the 1930s, they had economic depression, then war, outbreaks, a little few outbreaks here and there. And I do have a big question for you. What caused those? Because along comes DDT, World War II. They start spraying the fields. Henry Kamm was a consultant to the U.S. Army. He oversaw the field studies of spraying DDT at the time. They said it was safe. It wasn't. And he later became a part of the Rockefeller Institute. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. Little job promotion. You know, the use of DDT, they said, was against typhus and malaria. Did you know that we didn't have a problem with malaria? I think we had like 6 deaths from malaria in the entire United States for like a course of like 4 years. Okay. There was no need for this, but they came over and they started spraying it. They started telling you you had to spray your cows with it, all your vegetables, all your fruits, everything, and that it needed to be covered with this DDT so that you wouldn't have, you know, these things, right? So they started spraying it, and all of a sudden polio started this huge outbreak and started to, all these polio symptoms, okay, started to show up. Why were they showing up? This was so strange, right? And what a correlation, though. What a correlation from cases to when they were spraying. Because why did it start to wane, even when we didn't have Jonas Salk in the vaccine? Is because they started a year before it started to wane on the polio cases. The farmers were told to spray less because there was some information coming out saying that it was more dangerous and toxic than they had thought, and that there were untested side effects. Yeah. Crazy, right? So the toxic effect on all of these vegetables and plants, and you have to remember, this is when we started mass producing food. This is about the time we started mass producing food. Chemicals were going into the food, and we needed all these little agencies running around to try to, like the FDA, and that's provided cover for pharma. That's why they were erected. But the FDA, you know, to be there to help us through the use of all these chemicals and make us so-called safe. They didn't say take the chemicals out. They would just say reduce the chemicals. It's interesting that it used to be DDT, and today we have glyphosate. Over spraying. Huh. Are they doing it to us again? Autism started to spike in 1995 when they started overspraying glyphosate. That's kind of interesting correlation. That comes from Stephanie Senoff, Dr. Stephanie Senoff from MIT. So you just keep renaming it and you just keep calling it safe. Still poisoning us from the sky, from everything. It's kind of amazing how they were able to do it. So Henry Kum became the director of polio research, the same guy who oversaw the DDT spraying. Doesn't that make you feel warm and cozy? It does me. I love that. And he also funded the polio vaccine research of Jonas Salk. I know. It's kind of like they're all in a big old bed together. Doesn't it feel like that? They're all cozy in a big old bed, just all sleeping together. So there were doctors that gave pushback. They didn't do enough. It didn't do enough. And people didn't know what to say. In fact, there were doctors that came out and said, vitamin C is a powerful detox that can actually help those symptoms. They didn't go to the cause yet, but they went to the symptoms and they said, vitamin C, vitamin C, vitamin C. And they enrolled them in certain, certain things to show people, hey, we're actually curing people with these vitamins. Yeah, they didn't like that. So what the Rockefeller Institute did was they called that quackery. It's quackery. Not what we're doing. What you're doing is quackery. And those people were alive. So the Jonas Salk polio shot then sent out 90 million infected polio shots, all diseased with monkey kidney virus. Okay. And didn't tell anybody. They admitted it later. I know it's always later, but they sent those out. And then cancer went through the roof a decade later. Interesting, right? So, So we have DDT, and it was banned in 1972. Polio then really didn't kind of come up, the symptoms of polio, okay? So-called polio. So DDT use goes down, polio symptoms go down, polio shot starts giving people polio. It was a whole nother scare. People started getting it from the shot, and they never said you couldn't get it from the shot. But we got a lot of cases from the shot. And it was never in the media as such, of course. They would never admit to that. Of course not. But we got chronic fatigue syndromes, and we had meningitis, and we had Guillain-Barré syndrome, and we had MS. All these things started cropping up. Cancer, 1 in 3 in cancer. And in the year 2022, after we've been taking all their poison remedies for cancer and still dying, are we ever going to go back to the start of this cabal and ask how these things are happening and how they're able to peddle these things through pharma? Are we ever going to ask those kinds of questions? Are we ever going to see the entire vaccine program for what it is? Because if there's anything great that's come out of the last 2.5 years, it is an eye-opening experience to be able to see how far your government will go to get these shots in your body. I'll be right back. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host on The Alex Show.
The Cavalry. for your immune system, the cavalry for your health, and the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived, a 360 win. Almost sold out for a year, DNA Force Plus, with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now.
There is nothing, there is no more epitome of free speech than right here. And that's what people recognize and resonate with. And as Ward said, you're not going to find a better place for information. You might not agree with everything. You might not agree with all our perspectives, but we cover all the information. And there's nowhere else really that does it like we do here. Thank you for that, Ward. InfoWarsStore.com, by the way. The products he mentions, InfoWarsStore.com is where to get them, folks. And we do have the best supplements. I mean, just like we try our best with our news coverage and our information, we do the best with our supplements as well. I mean, look at the hair and beard support formula. Folks, this is a joke. I mean, we're giving this thing away. It's 75% off. By the way, it works for me, in case you haven't noticed. The hair and beard formula is working for me quite well, I might add. Quite well. My barber appreciates hair and beard support for men. I go and see him quite often now.
The cavalry for your immune system. The cavalry for your health. And the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived, a 360 win. Almost sold out for a year, DNA Force Plus, with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now.
Sold out for 7 months. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is back in stock. Turmeric's been known for thousands of years to do amazing things for your joints, for your stamina, for your immune system, for your libido. And look, the average stuff on the shelves is 5, 6, 7% curcuminoid. We have the strongest brand on earth. There's nobody else decided to do it. It's 95% curcuminoid at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. It is incredible. And what's even more incredible is it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you fail is not taking action today and ordering Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply amazing. Discover the power of curcuminoids at 95% at InfoWarsStore.com today with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kay Daly, your guest host for the hour. So let's get right back to this, because there's so much to explore. And I had a huge question going into this research that I needed to solve. I needed an answer. So I'll give you one theory, or a theory, working theory. But DDT went away in 1972, as I was saying, and the polio cases fell even before the shot came about. You can do your homework on this. By the way, only 1% of all the polio cases had a problem with paralysis or death. Very similar to our numbers today. You know why? With Blovid, because you know how it's always 1%, the vulnerable with 1%? It's because all of them are that way. It's always the 1%. They just want all of you. It's like Munchausen's by government. They want all of you to think you're all vulnerable instead of just the 1%, which has always been that way. So the Rockefeller Institute and Simon Flexner, Flexner report that ousted our country doctor and ousted the way that we did things that actually worked. And then we got pharma on steroids in their AMA, Rockefeller, Johns Hopkins, public health cabal. Okay. Public health. What is their main job? To ensure that you get your vaccines. How perfect, right? Give me a break. So we had this toxic poisoning from DDT that we think was causing the polio surge, because right when they stopped the spraying and they started reducing the spraying, those symptoms went away. You always have to ask what caused something, right? And I've done some shows on this, so I hope this piece of the puzzle is making more sense to you today in this presentation. But let me just say this. The same Rockefeller group financed the Nazi eugenics at the Kaiser Wilhelm Institutes in Germany in the 1930s, called the American Eugenics Society. So when I asked last week some questions and I said, hey, is the Nazi program still just continuing under pharma? What do you think the answer to that is? So what caused the initial outbreak in 1915 and in 1907? Because DDT wasn't introduced until it was a Nobel Prize given for its invention, but it wasn't actually introduced into our system until the 40s. So really spraying all the time. So what happened to cause that? And it just kept getting to me. I could not answer that question. And so I went back and I looked at New Jersey, where they had a majority of the cases, and also New York. And there was a Calco Chemical Company that was founded in 1915 at a site close to Bound Brook, New Jersey. And it was adjacent to this Raritan River. So to manufacture coal tar, things, and also make synthetic dye stuffs. Synthetic dye stuffs came from pharma. That was the precursor to pharma. Before that, we used, dyes from flowers. We used dyes from things. And in the fields, you guys, we used wild cucumbers and certain flowers to keep the pests away. We didn't need all these chemicals. They introduced all these chemicals at the turn of the century. So America, it became America's cyanide Calco chemical division. And it was interesting because it was very, very close to the area that had the major outbreak. And then, of course, that river ran through New York and out to the ocean. And they had some cases going on there. That's kind of interesting. So you had all these new synthetic dyes in clothing and fibers and chemicals and everything. And it's interesting, cyanide comes up because a vet just told me that the VA told him he needed B12, and they gave him the cyanide version of it. It says C-Y-A-N in the very, very first part of it instead of the methyl version. You always want the methyl version of B12, but they wanted to give him the cyanide version. He was like, are they trying to kill me? Well, so one theory of mine was that this was a spike affecting the immune system. There had to be something affecting the immune system if they came up with this so-called virus out of thin air. So what was it? Was it chemical poisoning? They started using this. They started bleaching the flour. They started doing all of these things at the turn of the century. They started using this huge amount of chemicals in our massive food production supply chain that we didn't have before. It used to be, local. You got it from farmers, and you made things yourself. But now we had massive food production. So we started having all these chemicals that pharma introduced, right? Used in all of these things. Is that why we had the outbreaks in New Jersey and New York? Just asking the question, right? Because it was only 32 miles from Bound Brook, New Jersey to Trenton, where Trenton was a huge outbreak. Strange. Just a working theory. And so dye wastewater is considered to be pretty harmful, toxin, carcinogenic to human aquatic life, right? And what's funny is that when you think of this type of thing, you think people out there, these hippies fighting for the EPA, they love EPA control, even though the EPA is such a cabal. And so horrific. But this is more of like this leftist, I'm going to fight for the chemicals in the water, right? And it's interesting because we don't ever really look at, were we being poisoned? Was it just our body responding, our immune system responding to all the toxic chemicals they were starting to use. Pharma was starting to use these. Everybody was starting to use these. And all of a sudden, these certain symptoms started cropping up that really hadn't cropped up before. Hazardous effects of dyes and all their synthetic dyes, dysfunction of the central nervous system, kidney, reproductive system, brain, liver, all of these things. So let me ask you this. Was this a way to, you have the FDA prop up and they go after the companies, right? And they say, okay, you can use less product, less chemicals in the products, right? We're going to gauge how you're doing and we're going to keep tabs on you and you have to go through our control. But was that an effort to not have it go linked back to pharma? To not have it say, well, the pharma is the one producing these chemicals. Pharma's the bad guy in this equation. No, it was the companies using the chemicals they were given, right? They were the bad guy, the sole bad guy. They might have been a bad guy at the time, but they were the sole bad guy. So was the FDA there to provide cover so that the pharma could get away with this? And then when they brought the whole vaccine and all their medicines to the forefront, nobody questioned them because the Rockefeller Institute made them into the hero, saving the day. Here we come to save the day, you know? I mean, look at it. What do we do in medicine? The doctors will tell you that we wouldn't be anywhere if it wasn't for vaccines. They have saved us. How so? Really? Do they really believe that? How many times are we injected with something that hurts our immune system? Because you either get a bacteria, right? Or your immune system is reacting to something that's happening. It would have to be that. We're consistently sprayed all the time, right? Like cattle. We should just start mooing. Seriously. That's how it feels anyway. So there was a lot more to that story about the chemical manufacturing because a couple years later, they started getting reports that maybe some things were happening with the people. You think? But there had to be an answer to some chemical poisoning, and that chemical plant was the only new thing in the area. It was the only thing that had changed. And when you go to certain areas, you have to say, okay, what in that area changed? What was different? What would have been causing these symptoms all of a sudden? They spray in the spring, right? And people were getting all these symptoms in the summer. It was like the summertime disease. Isn't that interesting? So, and they're spraying again right now. Right now we're back into the fall and spray season, right? Cover your heads. So are doctors taught in medical school? Is there a section called chemical poisoning? That would be interesting, wouldn't it? Because they would start to really see the effects of what pharma does to the body and what chemicals do to the body. Our bodies weren't made for chemicals. Do they question why we need an entire vaccine program if we have great sanitation? Why doesn't anyone question that? Why are we consistently taught that we have to have all of these shots to be okay? We also were taught that it was infectious and contagious. Really? So does that explain why Amazon workers, postal workers, people at Costco that worked there, and of course, Walmart workers never got sick if they were so-called around people all the time? In the heart of COVID. You know? It must not be very contagious and it must not be very infectious. Maybe it just means that your immune system has either been hit pretty hard or not hit hard and that your immune system is reacting. And this is why whole families of people don't get sick at the same time. Because maybe it's not so infectious and not so contagious. Have you ever wondered why antibiotics don't work for virus but only bacteria? I hear crickets. Have you ever wondered why? Could this possibly answer that question? Oh yeah, that doesn't touch a virus. You just have to go home and take some vitamin C and some Tylenol. Boy, what a convenient answer. And why would the control takeover happen if they weren't trying to hide something? Why did they need to take control of all the hospital training grounds for the doctors? Like all of the different buildings they had and the places they had. Why did they have to control that if they weren't trying to control what they were learning? Because what they were doing was just fine. Buy extra supplements right now. Buy as many as you can to help your immune system. Please, you need to do this and you need to have a whole lot of them. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for The Alex Jones Show. Thanks so much.
DNA Force Plus, after almost a year of being out of stock, is now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. PQQ and CoQ10 are on record as making the telomeres in your DNA last longer. This is as close as the fountain of youth as you're going to get. And on top of that, this great product funds the InfoWar, which defends liberty and freedom and your Second Amendment and your First Amendment and so much more at a critical time. So it is a true 360 win-win situation when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get DNA Force Plus, finally, our flagship product, back in stock. It keeps us on the air, and it's going to sell out quick. But despite that, we're offering it for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com to support our longtime viewers and listeners and for new folks to take advantage of it. I don't care if you work in a cafeteria or pump gas or whether you're a farmer, a rancher, a doctor, a lawyer, or a millionaire. Fortune and Money Magazine have all done these profiles. You see it every year. 30 different tax returns, 30 different answers. 50 different tax returns, 50 different answers. And almost all of them just screw you over, especially the big firms and the big tax groups, because they're part of the system and they don't want the general public understanding this and knowing this. So it's a very important situation with inflation and all the things out there hurting everybody to be able to do things tax-wise that's legal and lawful that allows you to keep more of your money. We wouldn't even be here if I hadn't gotten great tax advice in the last few years. The only way you fail is not writing down the URL, JonesTaxRelief.com, one word, JonesTaxRelief.com, or call 833-900-4285, 833-900-4285.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.